hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Michigan State Capitol. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And today, the Lansing Lugnuts take on the West Michigan Whitecaps in game number 3 of a 6-game series. Coming into play today, the Whitecaps, having won the first two, 5-2 and 5-3 yesterday, are now 32-23 for the second half, and they are 64-56 for the year. Those two wins have helped West Michigan take a 2.5-game lead above Fort Wayne and a 3.5-game lead above Lake County for the East Division here in the second half, and rapidly dwindling the number of games remaining. There are the 6 games next week, next Tuesday through Sunday. And in this series, there's 4. 10 games left in the Midwest League's 2023 second half. For the Lugnuts, just trying to get their bearings. Yesterday, things were looking good. The starting pitcher, Jacob Waters, 4 2/3 innings, 1 hit, scoreless baseball. And then, on the other side, you had Jackson Jobe, the 21-year-old phenom, rising up through the Detroit Tigers organization. 6 innings, 1 run, no walks, 9 strikeouts. Lugnuts brought a 1-0 lead to the top of the 6th. Whitecaps tied the game on an Austin Murr RBI single against Mark Adamiak. Then they took the lead in the top of the 7th on an RBI fielder's choice by Eliezer Alfonso off Pedro Santos. But in the bottom of the 7th inning, Junior Perez clocked a 2-run homer, and the Lugnuts led 3-2. That 3-2 lead brought into the 9th, but they're in the top of the 9th inning. It was West Michigan rallying for 3 runs, tying the score on a Gage Workman RBI single, taking the lead for good on an Andrew Jenkins 2-run single, hence their second straight win in the series. Today, the Lugnuts send the lefty James Gonzalez to the mound. He'll be opposed by the West Michigan right-hander Dylan Smith. And here are the offenses that they are going to face. Let's begin with the Whitecaps, managed by Brian Pena. West Michigan will lead off with the center fielder Seth Stevenson. Stevenson, playing in just his 6th game as a member of the Whitecaps, already has made his presence felt. 7 hits, 3 walks. He has also been hit by 3 pitches, 13 times on through those 5 games, and reaching base at a .520 clip. Batting second, the right fielder Brady Allen. Heading third, the shortstop Gage Workman. Cleaning up, first baseman Andrew Jenkins. Batting fifth, the second baseman Luke Gold. Heading sixth, catcher Eliezer Alfonso. Batting seventh, third baseman Isaac Pacheco. Heading eighth, the DH, Josh Crouch. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, in left field, it's Carlos Mendoza. That's Stevenson, Allen, Workman. Jenkins, Gold, Alfonso. Pacheco, Crouch, and Mendoza against the Lugnuts lefty James Gonzalez as the Lugnuts defense jogs out to the field. Gonzalez, the center of attention, is catcher C.J. Rodriguez. At first, Brendan Malone. At second, Colby Halter. Jacob Wilson's at short with T.J. Schofield-Sam at third. In the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr. in left, Junior Perez in center, Colby Thomas in right. Down to the field. Time for a national anthem. Now, as you hear, we are expecting one of the most energetic crowds of the year here at Jackson Field. It is the day before Michigan State against Central Michigan to open up the college football season. The students are out and about on the very last Coors Light Thirsty Thursday of the season. The Whitecaps will have Stevenson, Allen, and Workman coming up against the Lugnuts lefty James Gonzalez. Our home plate umpire Charles Welling, our bases umpire Clyburn Rondon. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Find him on social media at Adam Jaxa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A, Ajax. And for me, at J Goldstrass, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. J Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com is your email address. Here in Lansing, Michigan, it is a perfect day. 72 degrees, the sun shining down, and not a cloud to be seen in the sky directly above Jackson Field. Gonzalez going through his warm-up pitches as I welcome in Adam Jaxa right now. Adam, West Michigan has taken the first two games of this series. We've seen great starting pitching from the Lugnuts at both of those. Jose Di Cochea, Jacob Waters, and now here's El Gordo, James Gonzalez. We've seen nothing but good stuff from him since he came up from Stockton.
I mean, the numbers say that this could be a third straight good start here at home. The question is, Jesse, can they get that third great start? And two, can they put together a complete game? Because West Michigan's in first place. They have found ways to win despite the good starting pitching for the Lugnuts. That shows their depth in their lineup and they're battling. They're good at bats through nine innings. Lugnuts are going to have to pitch it well tonight for a full game to try and get on the board here in this series.
There was the day to start this series. It was cold. It was not great hitting conditions. Here today, what do you think? How will hitters fare?
Yeah, I think it's going to be similar, honestly, to tomorrow. It starts a little warm, so maybe the first couple innings with the sun out, but I think we're expected to get down mid-60s.
I brought my jacket. How about you?
Yeah, we're ready to go with the jacket.
Okay.
Fall weather.
Sunsets layer up. Whitecaps wearing their deep navy uniforms with a white slats down the side. Seth Stevenson has those gorgeous striped socks as he climbs in from the right side. The Lugnuts wearing the home whites, red crowns to the cap, and the black brims. The time is 7:05 p.m. James Gonzalez lets it rip. And the first offering in there for a called strike. We are underway right on time from Michigan Avenue. Red barrel in the bat in Stevenson's hands, twirling around. 0-1. Right down the middle, strike two called. Change up from Gonzalez to go along with his curve and his fastball. And he loves to work the secondary stuff early. Time granted to Stevenson. What did Seth Stevenson do yesterday? Well, he reached base his final three times. Actually, his final four times. Reached on a drop third strike, but also a walk, an HBP, and a double. This is an 0-2 from Gonzalez. Chase the changeup outside. He's gone. One batter and one strikeout for El Gordo. If you know what El Gordo means in Spanish, James Gonzalez is 6'2", 255 pounds. Brady Allen steps in. Adam, it's the opposite of skinny. Lefty deals to righty. Brady Allen takes ball one down and away.
Yeah, I get your drift.
There's a player on this Lugnuts team who is nicknamed El Flaco, although he's not wearing that for his nickname on this whole player's series for the nicknames. Gonzalez throws. Allen swings and misses. Strike one. Change up. It is Yazon Sanchez who we expect to get the baseball working in relief of Gunnar Hoagland on Saturday. Sanchez is 6'2", 165 pounds. The deal. The curveball for a called strike. 1-2 to Allen. So both Sanchez and Gonzalez stand 6'2", and 90 pounds separate them. And they're each highly effective in what they do. For big James Gonzalez, that means he can spin it, he can pull the string. He has been dynamite. Called up from Stockton. Third appearance with the Lugnuts. 1-2 coming. Change up down and away. Two balls and two strikes on Allen batting second. No score in the top of the first inning. By the way, there's also El Viejo on the Lugnuts, and that's the assistant hitting coach and first base coach, Luis Baez. Gonzalez deals. Allen takes the curveball, bouncing in. Count is full. Earlier today, it was a reliever, John Beller, who spoke with members of the Lugnuts on why they chose the nicknames on the back of their uniform, how they got their nicknames. We heard from Luis Baez that ever since he was a baby, he was told that he looked so old. 3-2. Down and in. Ball four. Strike out of Stevenson, followed by the walk to Allen. And West Michigan has its first base runner. Adam Jaxa, El Guapo, Tanaya left.
Yeah, that fits.
Suave.
Yeah, sure.
Gage Workman stands in. Was it 2021 that you decided that you would join the mustache gang?
It was, yeah.
Adam has gone full beard for the majority of this year. The pitch to Workman. At the knees, strike one caught by Charles Welling. At first base, Brennan Malone, nicknamed Snapper, stares into the setting sun, holding on the runner, Allen. No score, one out. Lefty deals to lefty. Check swing. Curveball bounced in the catch, Rodriguez. Allen started for a second, then he hangs tight right there at first base. A ball and a strike on Workman. After a three-hit game in the opener, Workman only had one hit yesterday in five trips. That one hit was the game-tying RBI single in the ninth inning, knocking home Seth Stevenson, hitting .289 through 35 games with the Caps. Break-even coming. Outside, fastball. Two balls and a strike from Gonzalez. Workman out of Queen Creek, Arizona. Big guy at 6'4", 201 pounds. Especially big for a shortstop, but adept defensively. Takes the curve, strike two called, outer edge. It's one of the first things that became clear to me, Adam, when we first saw James Gonzalez a couple of weeks ago, was how well he can locate that curve wherever he wants and whenever he wants in any count. Changeup, though, is his out pitch. 2-2. Runner moves, and the pitch is lifted high in the air. Out to center field. Junior Perez coming in. Makes the catch. Second baseman Halter tried to deke the runner, Allen, but Brady Allen recognized it. Gets back to first. Two outs. I mentioned it was Workman who tied the game yesterday with the RBI single in the ninth. He was the man who won the game in a way of... In a matter of speaking, Andrew Jenkins had the two-run single that untied it. Whitecaps won 5-3. Lefty deals to righty. Strike call. Fastball starts him. Shadows are long. Left field nearly entirely in the shade. Danny Bautista Jr. trying to creep his way to the sunlight. The pitch waved out and missed. Strike two.
We've seen that curveball, Jesse, you're talking about, that has really been the effective pitch for these Lansing starters throughout this series. So, not surprised Gonzalez is utilizing it early on in inning one.
Allen at first, two outs, no score in the top half. The deal. Change up on the outside corner, called strike three. Jenkins down watching. And the home plate umpire, Charles Welling, just ejected one of the Whitecaps out of the dugout. Let's go to the bottom half of the first inning. West Michigan did not score. Lansing is coming up against Dylan Smith.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yesterday ended with a couple of ejections. Lansing manager Craig Conklin and pitcher Charles Hall. Today begins with one. With the hitting coach C.J. Wamsley received the heave-ho after the called strike three against Andrew Jenkins ends the top of the first inning. Now we go to the bottom half. Junior Perez leading off, followed by Jacob Wilson, then Danny Bautista Jr. Against the righty, Dylan Smith. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser with Adam Jackson. The rest of the West Michigan defense. On the outfield, Carlos Mendoza's in left, Seth Stevenson in center, and Brady Allen's in right. It's Andrew Jenkins at first with Luke Gold at second. The shortstop, Gage Workman, and at third, Isaac Pacheco. The catcher, Eliezer Alfonso. For the righty, Smith, out of Stafford, Texas. And he lets it fly to Junior Perez, righty to righty. Fastball called a strike at the knees, inside corner. Adam, I didn't even ask you for a Whitecap spotlight hitter in the top half. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
We can catch up. I think I should ask you first for a nut. 0-1. Slider, foul tips, all the way to the backstop. Nothing at 2.
Well, there are some almonds in the back there, if that's what you're talking about.
I've heard that almonds are good for you, good for the brain.
You don't have to just have one nut, though. You can have many of them.
I'm going to ask you for a spotlight lug nut, and then I'll grab a handful. Shouldn't broadcast with your mouth full. Slider bounces in, blocked by Alfonso. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Perez.
Unless, you know, you're taste testing a cookie on the air.
And in that case, you should absolutely talk with your mouth full.
I'm going to go with Jacob Wilson to round about your question. Let's go with the two-hole hitter.
We've broadcasted before where I've had frozen lemonade on the air, right?
Yep.
I don't think I had as much this year as I usually have. The pitch. A ground ball off of Smith. Kicks in the right field. That's a base hit. It's Brady Allen quickly on hand to play it. Harris is on at first with a single. That ball was scorched by Junior. And here comes the athletic trainer, Sean McFarland, dashing out there.
Kind of a tough start to this game for West Michigan. You go down with a couple of strikeouts in the first, and then first pitch in play, and it goes off your pitcher for a base hit. So hopefully he's okay here, and that on top of the ejection that we just saw too.
Here's a warm-up pitch. McFarland gave a look, comes in close for a word. They want to see another. Ryan Pena, the manager. Halfway up the third base side is there's warm-up number 2. What do they think? Are they convinced? McFarland is convinced, and Smith stays in. That's a welcome sight. So bring up the Lugnuts number 2 hitter, the shortstop Jacob Wilson. Who did you say your spotlight Lugnut was?
This man right here.
Oh, this guy right here, huh? Number 2?
Pops was up here, is still at the game today, came up and visited us yesterday in the booth. Great guy. Pretty good baseball player, too.
Sorry to interrupt. Perez a threat to run at first, 40 steals. Does he go? Nope. First pitch. It's down low. Ball 1. Yeah, his father was an all-star for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It was fun to talk to Jack about working his way up to the Midwest League.
You talk about that unique thing he tweeted yesterday? It was pretty cool.
His baseball card, the all-star card with the Lugnuts logo, because he was an all-star. Pickoff, though, onto first base. Tagged late by Jenkins. And because the Lugnuts were hosting the All-Star game in 1999, there is the Luggy logo. Jack Wilson was a Peoria Chief. West Michigan, by the way, just came from playing in Peoria. Smith's pitch to Wilson. Scoreless in the first, nobody out. Jacob Wilson takes ball 2, low.
Full circle moment for that family, seeing Jacob Wilson now play here in Lansing. That's pretty darn cool.
And the fact, too, that Jack Wilson was the high school baseball coach of not just Jacob, but Max Muncie, the Lugnut from earlier this year. A 2-0. A chopper hit towards short. Workman plays. Over to second, 1. Turn it to first. It's not in time. Jacob Wilson beats it out. 6-4. Workman to goal, then the force on Perez. Wilson takes Junior's spot at first base. One out for Danny Bautista Jr. Scoreless bottom of the first inning. I did ask Jack Wilson about Max Muncie at Thousand Oaks High School, and he said, what a nutball. And he said that in as adoring words as you can imagine. Just grinning. Righty, righty. Smith throws to first. Jenkins looking into that sun. That's a tough grab. Spinning in. Wilson got safely back. Now, while Junior Perez has his 40 steals this year, Wilson replaced him 3 for 4. And much more limited time. The deal. Breaking ball outside. Ball one. Adam looking into the far-flung future. Can you imagine if one of your children ends up broadcasting in the same path that you are currently blazing? 1-0 from Dylan Smith. Down and in.
Well, I can tell you a person in this booth that has a child that seems to be on a path to the current path that his father is blazing in right now.
I don't know. He loves golfing. I'm going to need you to take him. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air on the right side of the diamond. Second baseman Gold to his left calls for it. Luke Gold makes the catch. Wilson back to first base. Two outs. Batista Jr. retired. Here comes Colby Thomas against Dylan Smith. I was thinking about that because Danny Batista Jr., following his father, Danny Batista the first, made the major leagues first coming up through the Detroit Tigers system. And right now the Lugnuts are taking on the Tigers High A affiliate in the Whitecaps.
I had a recent conversation with a dad and his son.
Wilson starts early. Colby Thompson takes the pitch high as Jacob just steals second unencumbered. His fourth steal.
That's great stuff right there. Just kind of delayed and waiting until the come home, and then he went. And the Lugnuts have a runner in scoring position. But basically talking to the dad, Jesse, the message was there's nothing more complimentary or lovable than seeing your son take after what you love to do and what you're doing as a career.
Here's the ball one pitch from Smith. It bounces in and away to the left from Alfonso. To third base, Jacob Wilson. Wild pitch, Dylan Smith. Potential first run of the game, 90 feet away. There's that fine line. You don't want to push them in a direction, but it's such a cool thing to say, boy, he loves baseball. I love baseball.
Right, you let him choose, and when he chooses what you love, it's pretty cool. And you get that with Bautista and Wilson and many others.
Here's the 2-0. Strike called on the outside corner, the Smith fastball. Well, earlier this series, you paying tribute to your own father and the impact that he made on your life. Open stance for Colby Thomas. No score, two outs, runner at third, the deal. Fouled off into the screen. Two balls at two strikes, and the Lugnuts cleanup hitter, the starting right fielder. The manager, Brian Pena, had to argue catcher's interference spotted on Alfonso. Brian immediately, the former catcher, having a word with Charles Welling. Thomas and down to first base, E2.
Wow, we've had some odd ones with the catchers the last couple of nights, huh? Last night, it was the mask touch from C.J. Rodriguez in play to stop a ball, and that allowed the two runners to move up. West Michigan scored on the next play. Craig Conklin was ejected, and now we get the catcher's interference. My goodness.
And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Dan Rickaball.
West Michigan right now, Jesse, to start this game, they are fuming with all the things that have kind of swelled up going Lansing's direction, and the frustrations have mounted on West Michigan's side, and here we are not even through the first inning.
We could say it began, although that's just a guess, with a called strike 3 to end the top of the first on Andrew Jenkins.
And I think that's a pretty good guess, especially with the ejection coming from looking at the helper down there. That tells you if the balls and strikes are, well, balls or strikes.
Well,
they've got that technology in the dugouts now, so if they see something they disagree with, the umpires usually hear about it.
Rickaball off the mound. For Dylan Smith in this bottom of the first inning, remember, it began with a smash at 106 miles per hour off Junior Perez's bat that kicked off of him, bounced into shallow right for a leadoff single. He erased Perez with a Wilson fielder's choice, but then Wilson stole second. Wild pitched the third after the Batista Jr. pop-out. Thomas on at first, catcher's interference. The pitch to Brennan Malone. Line drive over short. Workman jumped up and couldn't get it. Base hit left field. In comes Wilson. Thomas flies in a third. RBI single for Malone. 1-0 Lugnuts.
It's the same exact thing that happened last night, right? We had the catcher mistake from Rodriguez. Very next pitch with runners at second, third. West Michigan scores two. They get three runs in the ninth, win the game. Here, the very next pitch after the catcher's interference and the pitching visit, Malone just muscled it just enough out to left center field to get Lansing on the board.
Gage Workman is 6 feet 4 inches tall and highly athletic, just barely couldn't reach it. So now first and third, one run in, two outs, Colby Halter batting left. Smith fires. Strike called on the outside corner. You know as well as I do Colby Thomas's daredevil tendencies. He has the third baseman Pacheco playing way off his base. Thomas walking down the line. At first, Brendan Malone not seen as a threat to steal. Strike one pitch to Halter, on its way. Ground ball foul, left side, trying to inside out and send it to the side of Colby Thomas. Quickly, no balls and two strikes in favor of Smith. Dylan Smith was originally a third-round selection of the Tigers 2 years ago. Out of Alabama, SEC matchup here. Crimson Tide on the mound, Florida Gator in the batter's box. 17th rounder this year, Halter. 0-2 is coming. High and outside, didn't tempt him. Ball one. Colby Halter is rising in the Lugnuts order. There was a while there where he was batting ninth. Yesterday, he was 1-for-4 with an RBI single his first time up. Then he struck out the next three times. 1-0 Lansing. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball smothered by Eliezer Alfonso. There was already the wild pitch earlier this inning. Two balls and two strikes and Halter. Dylan Smith earlier this year, three appearances, two starts for Double-A Erie. Here with the Whitecaps, his fifth start. Fires. Up and in. I remember him last year, Adam. 20 appearances, 19 of those starts for the Whitecaps. He had 83 and a third innings, 86 strikeouts, only the six home runs. 6'2", 175-pounder. Malone at first, Thomas at third. 3-2 pitch, so Malone is running. Halter fouls it off at home. Let's try it again. Smith began the season with Erie, and then sidelined. Placed on the injured list April the 27th, rehabbing his way back. Joined the Whitecaps on August the 18th. Here he is, last day of August. 3-2 pitch. A ground ball punched to shortstop. Gage Workman fires to first in time. Inning over. A lot of pitches used. One run allowed by Dylan Smith in the first. Two hits, one error, two stranded. Lugnuts have the game's early lead on our way to the second inning. 1-0 Lansing at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One base runner for the Whitecaps in the top half of the first, Brady Allen walk. One run for the Lugnuts in the bottom half of the first. 1-0 Lansing. Lefty James Gonzalez, El Gordo, back to the mound for the top of the second. Gold, Alfonso, and Pacheco to face him. Lefty deals to righty. Luke Gold takes a called strike one. Good to see Luke back. Was playing in the first game of the series, and then a curveball from Christian Fernandez got away, hit him in the helmet. And so he was removed for precautionary reasons, did not play yesterday. The 0-1 is grounded foul left side. James Gonzalez breaking off the curves. 0-2. Gold has shown off some big-time power since joining the Whitecaps. 6 doubles, 1 triple, and 4 home runs. Here's the pitch. A line drive hooked down the left field line, just foul. Change up left up by Gonzalez, and he was on it. We stay 0-2. In general, you don't see batters get comfortable swings at the Gonzalez changeup. But Luke Gold was ready. 5th rounder last year out of Boston College. All ACC first team performer. Tried again, 2-strike pitch. Swing and a foul tip, hung on to by Rodriguez. Gold becomes the 3rd strikeout victim for Gonzalez. 1 down in the second.
This guy looks like he's just keeping on what he's been doing for the Lansing Lugnuts. Pitching great.
Adam, we have to go back to last year just to remind you what it looked like with Gonzalez on the mound. It was not pretty here in the Midwest League. Switch hitting Eliezer Alfonso takes ball one outside. Lugnuts 1, Whitecaps 0, top of the 2nd, 1 out, nobody on. Gonzalez was sent to Lansing out of extended spring training for 5 appearances, one of them a start. High fly ball by Alfonso out to left center. Batista Jr. and Perez converge. It's Danny Batista and left with a catch. 2 gone. That's 1 son of a major leaguer retiring a different son of a major leaguer. And bring up Isaac Pacheco. James Gonzalez last year, 8 1/3 innings with the Lugnuts. He walked 6, he allowed 13 hits and 11 runs. They batted 351 against him, the ERA was 11.88. It didn't look all that good. Then he went to Stockton. He began this year at Stockton. He's looking great. He deals. Pacheco takes ball 1 up and in. What I remember most fondly about Gonzalez last year was his personality. He was a great guy to have around to talk with. And he's still the same guy this year. He deals. Fouled away left side. Isaac Pacheco. And by the way, Jack Wilson, we mentioned Jacob Wilson's father, coach on Team USA. He told me that he has worked with Isaac Pacheco. Last saw him when he was in high school. The deal, a curveball is lined right to Jacob Wilson. Speak of the devil. Pacheco and Wilson, well acquainted. And here, Wilson snares out number 3. Let's go to the bottom of the 2nd inning, shall we? Lugnuts out in front, 1-0 over the Whitecaps.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
After 1.5 innings, Lansing 1, West Michigan nada. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. 7-8-9 coming up, Rodriguez, Schofield, Salmon, right. Against the righty, Dylan Smith. Righty to righty, he fires. And C.J. Rodriguez takes a called strike one to begin things. Alabama Crimson Tide on the mound. Vandy Commodore in the batter's box. Starting catcher. There's the windup and the pitch. A fastball waved at and missed. Third right by him. So yesterday, Daniel Susak was promoted. A catcher sent up to Double-A Midland. An 0-2 is on its way. A slider fouled off at home, rattled the catcher Alfonso. Earlier this year, we saw Susak placed on the injured list. And when that happened, it was C.J. Rodriguez, Carlos Amaya alternating a catcher. Here, C.J. is the regular number one now. 0-2. Slider laced on the line over third baseman Pacheco. It's a base hit that goes into the left field corner. Rodriguez heads for second base. Carlos Mendoza picks it up, gets it into short. Lead off double. Double number 11 this year for C-Rod. Bring up T.J. Schofield, Sam.
There have not been a ton of extra base hits from the Lugnuts in this series. They had a double in the first game. They had the huge home run last night from Perez, and there that kind of lofted double over third from C.J.
And they've been the best home-hitting team in the Midwest League this year. The pitch to T.J. Schofield, Sam. Strike called on the outside corner.
Yeah, they hit a lot of home runs, man.
They do. I put that in the game notes, and I dared Adam to say it, and he did.
I did.
Beautifully. Nobody out. 1-0 Lansing. The pitch. Line drive slicing down the left field line. That ball is found.
We put home runs in the teleprompter.
You better believe it. Putting the home and home run. But also, the single, the double, the triple, everything. This Lugnuts team has made themselves at home. The bats have been cooking. And this series, though, Whitecaps victorious in the first two, 5-2, 5-3. They've held them down. Smith's two-strike pitch. Here it comes. Fastball line up the middle, caught by Workman. Rodriguez quickly back to second base. One out. It's the right approach for T.J. Schofield-Sam. Might take that ball back up through the middle, although the bat broken on the play. Engage Workman, ready for him. Bring up Josh Wainwright. His nickname, Joshy. Which, of course it is. Josh Wright out of Panama. Righty to righty. Here it is. And he takes a called strike on the outside corner. Josh Wainwright and James Gonzalez were both on Team Panama in the World Baseball Classic earlier this year. Think about that experience. 1-0 Lansing. Smith throws. Line drive twisting down the right field line. That's a fair ball and a base hit. Allen, who is left over to play, right heads for second. Around third, Rodriguez coming in to score. The throw-in is late. Wright doubles in Rodriguez. 2-0 Lugnuts.
We just talked about it, right? That there hadn't been a ton of extra base hits. Lugnuts able to sandwich in a couple extra base hits on a line drive that was well struck, and it built a lead here.
Mr. Wright goes to right. Double number 5, RBI number 13 here in high A for Josh Wan. Top of the order time, Junior Perez. 1-for-1 with a hit off of number 1 if you're scoring at home. The pitcher, Smith. Thank goodness able to stay in the game. Right-hander to right-hander. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Strike one. Wright gives a look around. Sees the second baseman, Luke Gold, is basically in his back pocket. Time called at home plate. Granted to the batter, Junior. Junior Perez's nickname is Brujita. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, of course.
Brujita means little witch, and it turns out his father is nicknamed La Bruja, the witch. Here's the pitch. Slider, cute foul, right side.
Not of the West or the East, just simply the witch.
Of the Dominican.
So the South.
Father, a big guy. And I've met him. He's very pleasant. Very proud of Junior. Two-strike pitch from Dylan Smith. On its way. A ground ball foul left side. Change up from Dylan Smith. But his father, the witch, Junior, little witch. After all, he is named Junior. Takes after his dad. And once again, a very pleasant fellow. Try it again with the 0-2. Fastball waved at and missed. Sizzling to the outside corner. Looked to me like the catcher Alfonso Adam wanted that ball up, and it wasn't. And it blew right by him. First strikeout for Dylan Smith. Two gone, right at second. Lansing leading 2-0. Here's the pitch to Jacob Wilson. Slider outside. Ball one. You know we're here at Jackson Field, but I can't help but think this is Jackson.
Yes, it is.
As opposed to Jaxa, that's my guy sitting next to me. Line drive over first. That flares down for a base hit. Here comes Josh One right to score. Overrun and right by Allen. Wilson for second. The throw-in belated. 3-0 Lugnuts. Official score simply rules RBI double. Jacob Wilson. You were looking for more extra base hits, Adam. And the Lugnuts are fulfilling that wish.
And I think the Lugnuts were looking for more extra base hits. You said it. They're the best home offense in this league. They've been pretty quiet the last couple of days. They're having a rip-roaring start to this one.
The number three hitter in the order is Danny Bautista Jr., the left fielder. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Two runs in for a 3-0 lead. Two outs, Wilson at second. Smith delivers. A ground ball, glove by Smith. Sticking the glove up. Delivers over to Jenkins at first to end the second inning. That'll do it. Three doubles, two runs. Rodriguez and Wright, followed by Wilson, who stranded at second. And as we go to the third inning, with Adam Jackson taking over the call, it's the Lugnuts 3, the Whitecaps nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there on the final night in August 2023, and a good start for the Lansing Lugnuts, running the first two in the second. They lead 3-0 in the third. Here comes West Michigan for a third time. Final two in the first nine tonight. Josh Crouch begins, followed by Carlos Mendoza. First pitch, Gonzalez drops it down low, ball one. This crowd is buzzing. It's the final Thirsty Thursday of 2023 here at Jackson Field, and the students are back. 1-0 pitch. That's a little bit up and outside with the breaking ball, 2-0.
The last time that we saw them, they were alleviating their stress from finals week, right?
That's correct. You got to love Lugnuts baseball because you go full circle. The pitch, that's up high, a little bit outside. 3 balls, no strikes. You start at the end of the spring semester in those chilly temperatures and then go into the summer, and then the fall semester is here. So students in, students home, students back. That pitch is down low, ball four. It's a 4-pitch walk to Josh Crouch. Leadoff man is on for West Michigan in the top of the third. So they're getting their pregame on tonight. Big lines in the concession stands, and they'll be skipping classes tomorrow with the night game at Spartan Stadium. You know those Spartans can drink, Jesse.
I mean, it's a big weekend. It's a holiday weekend.
Don't schedule Friday classes. Pitch home. That's outside, ball one. Carlos Mendoza in the box, the lefty. 3-0, Nuts in front in the top of the third.
I know, Adam, that you would say they're going to be drinking away their sorrows.
I sure hope so. But I respect the drinking all day, I'll tell you that much. 1-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one.
We had a pitcher years ago who was a DD, who was an Uber driver, so he'd pitch in the game, and then he'd drive folks home after the game.
I love it. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. I mean, if you're not going to drink and you're just going to help your buddies, make sure
yes.
they get home safe, and
yeah.
if you can hang out and just have fun without the alcohol, that works too. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Bounce right back to Gonzalez. Turns, throws to second. Back to first. A little bit late, but a good effort. Uh-oh, Jacob Wilson hobbling after coming off second base. He's favoring that left foot, and he gives the thumbs up to the dugout. I think maybe he just turned it a little bit there or potentially didn't land as congruently as he would have liked there with the base and the dirt, but he's okay, at least for now. That was a 1-6 put out. Pitch home to Stevenson. Bunts it down the third base side. It's fair for a moment. That end goes foul. Gonzalez comes sprinting over halfway up the third base line, picks it up in foul territory, and it's strike one.
He's a big man, but he can move. He can feel this position.
Yeah, he can. He got down there quickly, and he was the one that just fielded that bouncing ball right of the mound and made the nice throw back to second base. Nearly turned a tough double play. Helped start to turn in a tough double play. Instead, one out, one on. 3-0, Lansing leading in the top of the third. Look at it tonight. If Lansing's going to make their way here in the final 2 weeks, they've got to win these next few games. 0-1 pitch. And off the hesitation, it's down low. 1-1. We take a look at the standings tonight. Lansing sits 7.5 games back of West Michigan, and now Fort Wayne has creeped a game in front of Lake County in that second slot. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss from Stevenson. 1-2. So you would think Lansing, they have to win these next four and get a little bit closer to West Michigan, and then they're going to need some help, and then they need to win next week. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. Strikeout number four for Gonzalez. 2 away.
He disguises that so well.
Yes, he does. Now here comes Brady Josh Allen into the box. The pitch home. That's down low, ball one. If you're wondering why we decided to call Brady Allen Brady Josh Allen, well, he's repping a home blue Bills uniform up on the video board. Pitch home. It's inside. 2 balls, no strikes. We're just talking about football. How about you swing it to the NFL side? Josh Allen's a pretty good comp.
But I think that's Tom Brady's face.
Oh, it's Tom Brady's face.
See, it's Tom Brady's face on Josh Allen.
Okay. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. So it's half Josh Allen, half Tom Brady?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. And it's bottom half is Allen, top half is Brady.
Well, Tom Brady with Josh Allen's facial hair.
Okay. The pitch home. That's down low, 3-1.
Whitecaps Mafia.
Well, you think their Twitter has any videos of them jumping and crushing picnic tables? 3-1 pitch. It's a bouncing ball, third base side. It's foul. Schofield Sam backhands it in foul territory up the line. So we'll do the 3-2 coming up.
As Whitecaps, don't you have to surf those picnic tables instead?
I think so. Maybe on to something here.
They have great parking lots in West Michigan if you want to get a tailgate going.
They do have lots of parking out there in Comstock Park. Park it in Comstock Park. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's the change again. That's filthy. Five strikeouts back-to-back here at the top two in the order, and Stevenson and Brady, Tom, Josh, Allen, however you'd like to say it, he's down on strikes, and we're headed to the bottom of the third. Lansing 3, West Michigan 9 from a jam-packed Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Oh, a gorgeous night for baseball on the final night in August, the 31st in 2023. We appreciate you stopping in. Just a few games left at home this year for the Lansing Lugnuts. After tonight, they will conclude Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Here comes the first pitch home. High bouncing ball over towards third, and that gets through the hole behind Pacheco and Workman as they both went sprawling. But then Colby Thomas loses his footing, lost his helmet. He does get back to the bag. But the seeing eye single gets through. His jersey got a little dirtier than what he thought on a base hit, but he is safe. And he also gets a nice pick-me-up as Luis Baez ran over and picked up his batting helmet for him.
That's how he plays baseball. That helmet ended up more than halfway to second.
Almost like a bowling ball was free there. Lugnuts up 3-0, bottom three. Here's Brennan Malone. Throw back to first, though, from Dylan Smith. Much different feel to this game already through the first few innings than what we felt the last couple of nights. And the main reason being we've seen multiple runs from Lansing in the first few frames. That's not been the norm this week. Long hold, pitch home. There goes Colby Thomas. It skipped off the dirt. The throw down to second is late. In comes Thomas, sliding safe, loses his helmet. This time it stays next to him. He's got a stolen base.
We have talked about in the past how the bigger the crowds are, the more energy brought by the crowd, we see that energy reflected on the field. That's what we're seeing.
And how could you not get up for the energy we've got tonight? The lower bowl is very full, and there's a ton of fans still waiting in the concession stand lines to get some beverages and some food here at Jackson Field. 1-0 pitch to the righty. Laced out to left center field over the jumping workman. Thomas scoots over to third, and up to first goes Malone. They're at the corners with nobody out to start the bottom half of the third for Lansing. Boy, there have been some close plays at shortstop throughout this series, and Workman has made a lot of those plays, whether he's had to range back or whether he's had to make plays and throw over to first. But two tonight have just gotten over his head. One a lob shot that scored a run, and that one a bullet that was just out of his reach.
Remember at Arizona State, he shared the same infield with Drew Swift.
Yeah, that would work. The pitch, low and inside to Kobe Holzer, ball one.
That ball, by the way, by Brendan Malone, that was 105 off the bat.
My goodness, it looked it. It was scalded. One-oh pitch to the lefty. In on the hands, bounced over towards second, picked up by Gold. This will get the run home. Quick throw to first in time as Jenkins went for the baseball, then had to scurry back to the bag. Up to second goes Brennan Malone. It's 4-0 Lansing. So pretty good play on a weird hit, slow rolling ball that just scoots by Jenkins at first. Gold has to slide to his left from second and then wait for Jenkins to get back to the bag because the ball was hit deep in the infield. Just a simple 4-3 put out on the scorecard. First pitch to Rodriguez. That's outside, ball one. CJ Rodriguez's college off to a 1-0 start. They took down Hawaii at home in a tight game. The pitch home, slides outside, two balls, no strikes. I bring that up because Kobe Holzer didn't give us time, just two pitches into his at-bat, but he's going to be excited tonight to watch his Florida Gators as they travel to Salt Lake City to take on those pesky Utah Utes in a rematch and a home-and-home from last year's game. The pitch home. Grabs the outside corner, strike one.
Those hard-nosed Utah Utes.
Kyle Whittingham, man, he is a tough son of a gun. Old-school football coach, and they are well-coached.
I love watching them give USC fits.
2-1 pitch. It's down low. Three balls and a strike. That's the old great offense and high-flying. Quick scoring, but lackluster defense. And then you've got that great defense, ball possession, run the football. And we saw that last year in the Pac-12 championship. 3-1 pitch instead is a turnaround as Malone goes back to second. Jesse, do you have an eye on a football game this weekend that you're watching? Whether it be, I mean, this is the great weekend with Memorial Day. You've got football all the way through Monday at the collegiate level. First to 3-1. Kick back off the net, three balls, two strikes.
I don't honestly, what I did as a kid is still what I do as an adult, which is when it's time for college football, I turn on the TV and I watch everything that's on, and I flip everywhere that I possibly can, and I soak it all up.
Jesse would love to have one of those 15 televisions in one. Just watch them all at the same time. Time called, home plate for CJ Rodriguez. Almost like you're one of those movie theater goers that likes to sit in the first couple of rows and just look up, and the screen is massive. So much going on right there.
I just enjoy it as a sports fan.
How could you not? 3-2. Swing and a miss. Good-looking slider. Rodriguez was out in front of it as it hung there for a moment. And that's just the second strikeout for Dylan Smith. There's two away. And here comes TJ Schofield-Sam. 4-0 Lugnuts. We're in the bottom of the third. Still have Brendan Malone at second base. The pitch home, swing and a miss, dropped out of the zone. Playing the lefty to pull, Luke Gold and Andrew Jenkins, the second and first baseman, deep on the cut of the back end of the dirt towards the right side and right field. The pitch, swing and a miss, same pitch. little bit further outside, and it fell right off again. And Schofield Sam still went after it.
Secondary stuff is looking sharp here for Smith.
And he looks like he's finding something right now. 0-2 pitch. Hard hit down the line, first base side, foul. Just a couple of hops to the right of the pillow. Hansing out hitting West Michigan 7-0. Touchdown Lugnuts. They lead 4-0. And a couple of safeties.
That's the big key, is that they've turned the base hits into runs.
Which is what they hadn't done the last couple of nights. 0-2 pitch. Shot back foul into the crowd. You take a look back last night, Lansing got the first run of the game in the second, but it's just one run. It was a pitching duel into the sixth and seventh before West Michigan scored. Went up 2-1. Lansing got the two-run homer in the seventh, and then West Michigan got three in the ninth to steal one. 0-2. Hard hit foul, first base side again. Remains 0-2. And then the opener on Tuesday, West Michigan scored 5 in a matter of 2 innings in the 4th and the 5th. They had that 4-run 5th. Lansing got 2 in the 8th. And then their rally fell short after a great diving catch from Esni Chacon to rob Junior Perez. 0-2. Popped up, shallow center field. Workman, the shortstop, is going back. Calls off everyone to the left of second. Drifting back makes the catch. And that is going to do it for Lansing here in the third. But they do get the ground out and RBI from Colby Halter. That scores Colby Thomas. Colby on Colby to make it 4-0 Lansing as we head to the fourth at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her she should tell someone. She told me no, and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused, and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Onward to the fourth inning here at Jackson Field. Thanks so much for spending your evening with us. Lansing 4, West Michigan none. And James Gonzalez about ready to start his fourth inning of work as he goes through the lineup card for a second time. So far, he's racked up 5 strikeouts. Wanted a new baseball, so he's got it from home plate umpire Charles Welling. First pitch home. Breaking ball stays a little too tall on Gage Workman. Andrew Jenkins, Luke Gold to follow, 3, 4, and 5. What a crowd and atmosphere tonight at Jackson Field. 1-0. Line drive, shoots back up the middle, and into center field, base hit. And that, the first one tonight for West Michigan. Gonzalez stuck out his arm. Didn't really have much of a chance there, but he tried, and that was the only shot Lansing was going to have because it sizzled right past Wilson. And Wilson was even shaded towards the bag at second. Here comes Jenkins from the right side. They play him to pull with the first base side, or the right side of the diamond open. The pitch. Fastball in there. Looked like the changeup, actually. Strike 1. So they've got Colby Halter and then standing to the right of second base. So second base position is wide open for the righty. The pitch, up high, throw back to first. The tag down from Malone. A little bit late. Good little pitch out motion right there. One ball and one strike. Comes the pitch home. That's down low, 2-1. Jenkins with a strikeout, looking in the first at bat. Lansing has scored in every half inning, while West Michigan has been blanked in every half inning. But again, they just did get their first hit. They have had base runners as well. Pitch home. Lifted deep, out to right field. Backing up is Colby Thomas. He's at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch. Just in front of the ribbon board that says Coors Light on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. Colby Thomas deserves a cold one after a great leaping catch for the first out. So that'll bring up Luke Gold here. Lefty Gonzalez. A couple well-struck balls here, second time through the order, but one on, one out. Pitch home. Breaking ball pops in there beautifully. Strike one to Gold. 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. West Michigan now with a base runner in 3 of their first 4 half innings, but they trail 4-0, top 4. Pitch home. Lifted center field. Back out goes Perez in front of the track. He'll have room. Gets behind it, makes the catch above his head. 2 outs. Well, it was hit pretty well, but you got to hit it a ton to get it out at Jackson Field. And it's got to have loft on it to get it over that 20-foot wall. Not as much action on the berms tonight. There's some folks out there, but again, most of the action is here in the lower bowl and around the concession stands. The pitch outside to Eliezer Alfonso, ball one. This is one of those nights where it's great for the fans, but it's also great work by the front office staff here. Pitch, that's inside, 2-0, and security. Things get a little dicey as it's an adventurous crowd, but a fun crowd. Gotta keep an eye on everybody and everything that's going on. Things are quickly moving. 2-0, hit hard, high, out to left field, hooking down the line, foul to the left of the fly Lansing pole, 2-1. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Lansing. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error for West Michigan. First place Whitecaps here in the second half, trying to clinch their playoff spot to take on the Great Lakes Loons after the season. 2-1 pitch from Gonzalez. Bottom of the zone, called strike 2. Alfonso didn't like it, thought it was a little bit low. He's checking in with Charles Welling, home plate umpire, wants time. Started the night at 73 degrees, and now an hour in exactly as we started at 7:05. It has dropped to 69. We'll continue, I'm sure, to drop as this night goes on, but it feels perfect out. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with the big hook. And that's 6 strikeouts for Gonzalez. Waters had 7 last night. Jose DiCochea had 6 the night before. Great starting pitching in this series for Lansing. And they're up 4-0 as we head to the last of the fourth right after this.
After comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, to the bottom of the fourth, we move at Jackson Field. 4-0, Lansing leading. Dylan Smith back on the hill to face Joshuan Wright. And the first pitch, Wright shows bunt, and he did offer, couldn't pull it back in time, and that call comes from home plate umpire Charles Welling. And that surprises Joshuan Wright, because normally that check goes down to first base unless the home plate umpire is supremely confident and he has enough from his vantage point to call it a swinging strike, and that's the case. And now Joshuan Wright, after arguing, now gets called for a pitch clock violation, so he's got two strikes, and now he takes his time. So very flustering start to this at-bat for Wright. He wants to try and settle back in here, forget that, move forward. Here comes the pitch from Smith. Lifted out to shallow center field. Run coming in. Stevenson can't get to it. It bounces in front of him. Well, how about that for Joshuan Wright, who's now 2-for-2 in the 9-hole. RBI double in the second. Gets behind 0-2 with a pitch clock violation on a call that he didn't like to give him strike one. And on the very next pitch, gets an off-speed and gets it out to center field. Here comes Junior Perez. Ready on ready, the pitch. Down low, ball one. 4-0 Lugnuts. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and it is time for some trivia. Trivia time here in the fourth. One-oh pitch. That bounces away up the first baseline. Alfonso blocks it. He has no chances. Right, scurries up to second base. Good instincts on the wild pitch. And right now up, 2 balls, no strikes as well. Or Perez, rather. All right, the trivia question tonight. Which Lansing Lugnuts pitcher made their Lansing Lugnuts debut last year on this day in history? A year ago today. The 2-0. Perez squares to bunt, pulls it back. 3 balls, no strikes. Little hint for you, too. This Lansing Lugnuts pitcher has pitched in this series earlier this week. So, I'm trying to help you out here. A giving Thursday, if you will. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Again, which Lansing Lugnuts pitcher made their Lugnuts debut on this day last year? Let us know your answers. I'll read those off for you. The 7th through the 8th. The pitch. Perez bunts it. Oh, and it hits him, I believe, in fair territory. And he's out. Yep. And back to second goes Joshuan Wright. Perez, it hit the bottom of his bat and immediately went into the dirt and then popped back up as he was trying to run to first base. So he is out. And there's the first out of this fourth inning. So here comes Jacob Wilson. I believe that gets ruled as a 2 unassisted. Pitch. Hit high out to left field. Mendoza is backing up in front of the track. Turns and he makes the catch above his head. 2 outs. Back-to-back pitches. 2 unassisted because they just give it to the closest player defensively. You can send in your responses, by the way, to the trivia question on Twitter, at Adam Jackson, at Jay Goldstress, or at jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. That's the broadcast booth email, and we love hearing from folks through the email. We should get to those throughout the game. Here comes Danny Bautista Jr., 4-0 Nuts. Pitch, high and tight, ball one. Lansing has scored in every half inning tonight. One in the first, two in the second, one in the third. They have right at second here in the fourth, but two outs. 1-0. Slider in there, strike one. Bautista's put his first two in play, but hasn't reached safely. Fly out to second, ground out to Smith on the hill. 1-1. Jammed him down the line, sinking, and it is just foul. As Wright rounding third, will turn right back around and head to second. That would have been masterclass right there from Danny Bautista if he was able to jam that in on the hands and keep it fair. Okay, the 1-2 pitch. That's outside. Good sliding stop by Alfonso to his right, 2-2. They play Bautista to pull to the left side, hole through second and first. The pitch, rope down the left field line. That heading towards the line or the foul pole, but to the left, and it hangs in the netting that blocks from Cedar Street. So someone has a free baseball. There's a fan up there trying to tap it up out of there, almost like a ball stuck in the net. A basketball, that is. Hasn't got it yet. This pitch, swing and a miss. Bautista chased it down low, and that is going to do it for the Nuts here in the fourth. Third strikeout for Dylan Smith, and the first inning tonight where Lansing doesn't get any runs. They lead 4-0 after four. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back after this with a play-by-play from Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
James Gonzalez has fired four scoreless one-hit innings. Out to the mound to begin the top of the fifth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 4-0, the Lugnuts are leading the Whitecaps. 7-8-9, Isaac Pacheco begins things. Lefty to lefty on the first offering called a strike. It's Pacheco, Crouch, and Mendoza, bottom third of the order. For Gonzalez so far, he has struck out six. He has walked two. He's given up the single to Gage Workman last inning, and that is all. That's it flying. The curveball bounced foul right side, off the netting and down into the Lugnuts dugout. Your Whitecap fact of the night has arrived. This is in tribute to Adam, who was giving you your loons fact of the night when Great Lakes was in town. Talking about the Whitecaps, the Whitecaps, the waves on Lake Michigan. just a little bit to the west of Comstock Park. Well, waves on a lake. Here is your question. First, though, Gonzalez is 0-2. The curveball is bounced on the right side. It's the first baseman, Malone, who accepts and steps on the bag right before Pacheco arrives. One gone. How many lakes, how many inland lakes are there in the state of Michigan? Good luck to you, sir.
Wow.
See how close you can get without going over. There's a lot of white caps around the state of Michigan.
Not as many as many, though, right?
No, Minnesota has more.
The land of the lakes.
Yeah.
10,000?
10,000.
That's Minnesota, I think.
Josh Crouch takes a ball low. They appealed to a check swing, but he didn't go.
Or maybe it's 1,000. That's a big difference, I understand. I'm sorry.
All right, how many lakes are in Minnesota?
Yeah, give me Minnesota.
11,842. Oh.
Okay, so 10,000 was close.
Land of 10,000 lakes. The 1-0, down low. Two balls, no strikes. Crouch walked his first time.
It is football season, and as we know, 7 is the magical number. So I'm going to guess around 7,000 for Michigan.
More. More.
9,000.
More. Two ball pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh, yes.
More than Minnesota?
Oh, yes. 11,000 inland lakes in the state of Michigan. Give or take a lake here or there. How about that? The pitch. Swing and a miss on the changeup.
What is this mantra then for Minnesota? Why are they getting away with that?
I think that somebody should call them on it.
I mean, we are the Great Lakes State. I guess we should be the Great 11,000 Lake State.
Some of the lakes are bigger than others. It's a 2-2 pitch. A ground ball foul left side off the railing of the Whitecaps dugout. So surprise, surprise.
You know who you won't find at any of those 11,000 inland lakes? Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Not a big lake guy. Not a lake guy.
That's why he could never work for the Whitecaps. He's a lug nut, folks.
It's a 2-2. Curveball outside. Count is full. Michigan has a longer freshwater shoreline than any other state in the country. It is tens of thousands of miles of rivers and stream, more than 3,000 miles of water trails. Changeup strikes out Crouch. Side, or I should say, two gone. Hang on. Pizza time. Buddy's free pizza to the crowd. There's one section trying to do the wave. There's another section celebrating the pizza. I'm currently on Michigan's Rivers and Lakes on the Michigan.gov website, reading all about it.
This crowd is electric.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gonzalez starts things off with ball one. Maybe a little down, maybe a little in. To Carlos Mendoza. How about 7 strikeouts through 4 2/3 for James Gonzalez? Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the 1-0. Curveball bouncing down. Yesterday, final line for Jacob Waters. 4 2/3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 7 Ks.
Darn it. Yeah, I mean, I was going to be right on you. Can you go back one more day, though?
Yeah.
And see how many strikeouts that guy got?
I'll go back one more day. But first, it's a 2-0 for Mendoza. Strike called on the outside corner. Jose DiCochea started the opener. Can you guess how many strikeouts he had in 4 innings?
He had 6.
He had 6, and he allowed just 1 run. This Lugnut starting pitching staff, my goodness. 15 1/3 innings. 1 run allowed so far by them. And they have struck out 20. Lugnuts are leading 4-0, 2 outs, nobody on. It's a 2-1 pitch. The curveball hit high in the air on the left side. Out in a shallow left, shortstop Jacob Wilson. Batista Jr. comes in. Wilson makes the catch. Snatches it away. He's back to the infield as Batista Jr. went low. My goodness. Halfway to the house. Another perfect frame for James Gonzalez. It's his second 1-2-3 inning. He is through 5 scoreless. And as we go to the bottom of the 5th, it's the Lugnuts 4, the Whitecaps nothing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now, ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We open up the bottom of the fifth inning, a foul at home plate by Colby Thomas. Nothing and one, taking on the right-hander Dylan Smith. Thomas, Malone, and Halter, 4, 5, and 6. Here it comes. The front door breaking ball called a strike. For Smith, the white cap starter, he has whipped 3 through 4 innings. He has allowed 8 hits and 4 runs. And in each inning, the leadoff batter has reached safely against him. He's trying to put an end that dubious streak right here. Kobe Thomas is 1 for 1. Pitch is on its way. Yanked it down and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas in the first inning reached on catcher's interference, spotted on Eliezer Alfonso. In the third inning, it was Thomas leading off with a single, stealing second. He scored the fourth and most recent run. Pitch on its way. Just off the outside corner. Tough take. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But the proper take. The third rounder from Mercer, hailing from Valdosta, Georgia. Title town. Smith offers. Bouncing ball hit toward short. Workman attacks. Tough play. Gloves. Transfers. Fires. Not in time. Single beaten out by Thomas. And Lugnuts leadoff hitters are 5 for 5 through 5 innings against Smith. Colby Thomas is 2 for 2. So here's Brendan Malone. He's 2 for 2 in the game with a couple of singles. 4-0 nuts. Smith a couple of nods. Deals. Ground ball left side. Gage Workman fields. Goes to second, one. Gold over to first. It's high. Jenkins brought it down. Double play. 6-4-3. 2 outs, nobody on. Colby Halter is stepping in as West Michigan warms up a reliever in its pen. It is the right-hander Jack Anderson. Smith throws. Halter takes ball one. And just dropped on in the fourth inning while Adam had the call here to join the voice of the Whitecaps, Dan Hasty, in the visiting booth, keeping him company. Pitch on its way. That breaks low. 2 balls and 0 strikes.
What a giver you are.
Do you know what he shared with me is that Nate Wangler's favorite baseball slang term is an Al Capone. 2-0. At the knees for a called strike. Do you know what an Al Capone is?
It's got to be a thief. A stolen base?
No, not a thief. Al Capone did a lot worse than robber.
Murdered a ball?
Yeah, it's a twin killing. It's a double play.
Oh.
Halter takes strike two called outside corner. We just saw an Al Capone.
There we go.
Twin killing.
2 for the price of 1, I think they would appreciate in Detroit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, man, I got you.
You do. We were talking a little bit about baseball slang. You know how that comes up. The native Texan, Smith lets it fly. Ground ball, right side, backhanded by Andrew Jenkins. Underhands to Smith to the base. Ooh. Colby Halter went in awkwardly, like he was going for the head first slide, but he started too late. It is an out. It's 3-1, and that'll do it for the bottom of the fifth inning. Is Colby Halter okay? That did not look great. Next time, run through that bag. As we go to the sixth inning, Smith faces the minimum, and he's fired a couple of goose eggs in a row. Lugnuts still have the lead, 4-0 over the Whitecaps.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
He's Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and there's El Gordo on the mound, James Gonzalez. Lugnuts up 4-0. First pitch of the top of the sixth. Butted up in the air up the third base side by Seth Stevenson. Grabbed in fair ground by Colby Halter. Bunt single. Bingo for Stevenson. Second hit of the ball game for the West Michigan Whitecaps, and it raises the curtain on the sixth. Stevenson had struck out each of his first two times against Gonzalez. Changes his look now. He's a threat to run. Brady Allen steps in with Gage Workman on deck. First time that we've seen Gonzalez pitch beyond five innings with Lansing. There is action in the Lugnuts pen. The lefty to Allen, batting right. Instead, pickoff though over. Stevenson back in standing. Stevenson has only played in five games with the Whitecaps entering play here. And he already has five steals, only once caught. He has scored six runs in his first five games. He's the igniter. Gonzalez's pitch. And there, strike called, working the inside corner to Allen. Allen in the first inning walked and was stranded. In the third inning, he struck out swinging. Gonzalez has whipped seven. Fires. Whacked foul. Way out down the right side. Strike two. It is Mac Lardner who's getting warmed up in the Lugnuts bullpen. Black socks pulled up below his knees. Here's the pitch from Gonzalez. A ground ball through the right side. Base hit right field. Stevenson takes the turnaround second. Then he stops. Here's the strong throw in by Thomas all the way to third. Back-to-back singles for the Whitecaps. And more base hits here to open up the sixth inning than they had in the first five innings combined.
Well, you got to think that Gonzalez is obviously getting tired, and now it's the third time through the order, and it's the top part of the order.
Yes.
So the leash is probably going to be short, but he's earned the opportunity to try and work through a batter or two with how well he's pitched tonight.
Mound visit, Don Schulze. 75 pitches for Gonzalez. Unofficially, 80 pitches on the other side for Dylan Smith of West Michigan. If you add up what James has done between his first appearance out of the bullpen, his second appearance of start at Dayton, and here today, Adam, we are talking about 15 innings. Now, 9 hits allowed, 6 walks, and 20 strikeouts, 1 run. One run in his first 15 innings in the Midwest League. Adam has scored his last time out in Dayton in his very last inning of work in a game that the Lugnuts won 3-2. Stevenson at second, Allen at first. Gage Workman is coming up. You and I both know that the Oakland Athletics have been looking for greater depth in pitching prospects. And that's why Joey Estes is such an intriguing name. Currently up in AAA, member of the Lugnuts 2022 rotation. Gonzalez, a breakthrough campaign. Lefty to lefty. He deals to Gage Workman, 4-0 Nuts. Ground ball past the mound, into center field, it trickles, base hit. Stevenson flies around third, he's on his way to the plate, as in center field, Junior Perez gets it into second. RBI single Workman, and the Whitecaps are on the board. They're down 4-1. Allen at third base, Workman at first, 3 straight singles opening up the sixth.
Well, the one thing you don't want to give up the lead. So the first thing is you got to get that first out. But, again, West Michigan, they've shown that they are the best offense in this league. And although they've been shut down at times in each one of these three games, they're still finding ways to score. They're doing it right now. The back end of Gonzalez's great outing.
Gonzalez throws to Andrew Jenkins. Hit in the air, right side, foul ground. The baseball gets out of play over the dugout. High, hopping up into the crowd. All those hands reaching.
All you need is to find the baseball, and you are a hero in the crowd's eyes.
Randy Johnson, Arizona Diamondbacks retro uniform for the fan who snared it.
With the purple sleeves and everything, they got to go back to those.
Jenkins is struck out looking and flat out to right field against the pitcher Gonzalez. Strike out looking, dubious. Lefty deals to righty. Runners at the corners. Ball one, low and away. Fastball from Gonzalez. Lean-up hitter in the order, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. 6 foot tall, 210 pounds. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on it. Strike two. As Adam mentioned, this crowd, electric. Final course, let Thirsty Thursday of the year, and the students are out and about and bringing the energy. Whitecaps rallying down 4-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Jenkins is gone. 8th strikeout today for James Gonzalez. 1 away in the top of the 6th. Now a double play ball ends this rally. In his first outing, the 5 relief innings against the Great Lakes Loons, he induced double play balls in back-to-back innings. Nothing since. He offers to Luke Gold. Huge shot, grounded foul right side. Gold has big-time power. Out of Schenectady, Adam. I will not ask you to spell it.
Thank you, because I'm no Scripps spelling bee. I don't even know what you want to say.
Standout.
Yeah,
to keep
correct.
Your alliteration. Here's the 0-1. Inside, knocked down by the catcher, Rodriguez. Ball and a strike. I'm going to connect Luke Gold to Charles Hall. Luke Gold's father played baseball at Tusculum College. Charles Hall, last night's Lansing Lugnuts reliever, whom the Whitecaps rallied against in the 9th inning, was drafted by the A's out of Tusculum. Hope I'm pronouncing Tusculum right. Apologize if not. The break even. Up and away. Charles Hall's family and Luke Gold's family would probably be the first to correct me. But it's a small D2 school. Represent. Gold is 0-2 with a strikeout, swinging and a fly out to center. First Workman and third Allen. Here's the 2-1. Inside from Gonzalez. Yank the fastball. 3-1. If Gold walks, Eliezer Alfonso is coming up. And Adam, I wouldn't be surprised if Gonzalez exits the game. Lardner is ready in the pen. Throw to first base. Workman back in standing. Through the first 5 innings, West Michigan totaled 3 base runners. A walk in the first, a walk in the third, a single in the fourth. Here in the sixth, back-to-back-to-back singles. Stevenson, Allen, and Workman. A strike out of Jenkins. The 3-1. Gold takes. Ball 4 up and away. Missed with the off-speed. And the bases are loaded with Whitecaps. Craig Conklin is making the move. Gonzalez out, Lardner in the top of the sixth inning. The Whitecaps have the tying runs on the bases.
Well, it's a heck of an effort tonight by Gonzalez, and he's really hoping that someone can pick up his line here. And that, in this instance, as mentioned, is going to be Mack Lardner. But, wow, he was splendid through 5 innings, and the third time through the order gets him. And now it's a matter of can Lansing keep this lead, and how much of a lead can they keep?
The crowd shows their approval. Standing ovation for Gonzalez as he departed into the first baseside dugout. 8 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings.
Man, if I was a pitcher talking to Don Schulze, I'd be like, I need to pitch at home every Thursday. What an atmosphere for him. And he gets a standing O. Well-deserved, by the way, but they're bringing the energy for him.
Thirsty Thursday here in Lansing started in the middle part of the decade of the 2000s. And it was put on the map right here, thanks to Michigan State University. Adam, it was such an overwhelming success that minor league baseball teams throughout the country thought, we need to try this. Can this work here? Suddenly,
yeah.
Out of nowhere, Thursdays were unbelievable in Lansing.
Yeah, they've made it electric. And again, the Spartans, there's a reason they're called the Sparty Party. They have a good time in East Lansing, and there's a lot of them. 40, 50,000 students, I mean.
Yes.
There's a lot of those Spartans all around, and they're fun to be around on weeknights, weekends.
From one fine basketball school to another, the Gonzaga Bulldog, Mack Lardner, is in.
I appreciate that comment tonight on the eve before the football game. Thank you, Jesse.
I got you. Hey, Tuck coming. Mack Lardner, 6'2", 210-pounder, and the native of Templeton, California, age 25. Signed as a minor league free agent by the A's last year. 4.13 ERA and 29 appearances out of the pen. 56 2/3 innings, 58 strikeouts. Big batting 258 against him. Here's the catcher, Eliezer Alfonso. Switch hitter batting right, bases loaded. Takes ball one high.
You know, Tuck may be coming, but Mack staying. You know, Mack Lardner on the hill.
Yeah. As naturally. Opposed to any coach, Mack.
Yeah.
4-1 Lugnuts lead. Whitecaps have a run in with one out. The pitch to Alfonso. High and outside. Last time Lardner towed the rubber, firing 2 scoreless innings at Dayton. Struck out 3 Dragons on August the 24th. He has been so dependable out of that bullpen. Remember his rough start to the year? Way back in the rearview mirror. 2-0. Line drive hooked in a left field base hit. Brady Allen scores. Stops on at third for Workman. Juggled and left by Batista. Throws it into third base. Tag late. Workman got back in. Brian Pena at third base, the coach and manager for the Whitecaps. He suddenly started that windmill up when Danny Batista Jr. had that momentary juggle. But in the end, Workman stayed right there. As it is, RBI single for Alfonso as they go station to station. Gold the second, Workman the third, and Allen scoring the second Whitecaps run. Down 4-2. Base is still loaded. Still only one out for Isaac Pacheco. Lefty-lefty the matchup. Target away. First pitch. Swing and a miss. A missed by a lot. talked about the James Gonzalez marvelous changeup. That's what Lardner works with as well. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. Lardner's ready. Deals the 0-1. Buried it. And Rodriguez kept it right there at home plate. Remember yesterday, Adam, the wild pitches hurts. Mac Lardner leads the Lugnuts with 9 wild pitches this season. Just put that in your back pocket in case that ends up mattering. Double play ball would end this top of the sixth. Pacheco, big time power. A 1-1. Slider grounded down to first base, grabbed by Malone. Turns, fires to second, they get one. Wilson fakes to first, pivots about, looks at third. Everybody else is fine, all the while Workman scores. And it's a one-run game. Third run is in this frame for West Michigan. Whitecaps trail 4-3 on the Pacheco RBI fielder's choice.
I would have considered on that play, I know he got the force at second, but I would have considered running towards first, seeing with your peripherals if you can go home with it. And then if you can't, you know, you can go tag first. But I think you want to look to go home, but obviously understandable that infield was back playing two. So that's a tricky one right there.
Here's Josh Crouch. And he takes a called strike across the inside corner. The Lardner fastball.
Because I thought it would have taken a sharp throw, but it's a force at home plate. He may have had a bullet throw play there to get that out at the plate.
Agreed. Lefty to righty. A pitch to the DH. Crouch bounces weakly, foul left side.
That's such a tough play, though. It's an instinct play. You're thinking, nope, can't go home. We're back on the infield. We're playing two, so let's try and go to second. But the ball was hit pretty weakly, and he's got to turn his entire body, Malone, to go to second. And by that time, there was no chance for Wilson to come back to first base in time.
4-3 Lugnuts. Gold at third, Pacheco at first. Slider hit up in the sky, out to right center field, and hit well. Perez way out there underneath to make the catch. Side retired. Junior Perez rushing all the way back into deep right center. Josh Crouch's flyout ends an 8-batter, 3-run, 4-hit, 1-walk, top of the sixth inning, 2 runners stranded. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, our score, the Lugnuts 4, the Whitecaps 3.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Whitecaps are right back in this game as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Always once a 4-0 Lugnuts lead is now 4-3. And the first pitch, hit in the air out to left field by C.J. Rodriguez. Back it goes. That ball is caught by Mendoza out near the wall. Carlos Mendoza takes it away from C.J. One pitch and one out for the new West Michigan reliever, the right-hander Jack Anderson. Hard contact, one gone. Dylan Smith done after 5 innings of work. He allowed 9 hits and 4 runs. Now Anderson deals to T.J. Schofield-Sam. Low and away, ball one. Schofield Tam went 0 for 2 against the starter Smith. Lined out to short, popped out to short. Ground ball foul up the right side. Knocked down with the left bare hand of the first base coach and assistant hitting coach, Luis Baez. One ball, one strike. Both teams into the bullpen. Anderson winds and throws. Misses fly, left side. Third baseman Pacheco onto the grass. He's got the catch. Two outs.
I'm going to throw something at you here. They not put the number of the batter and the pitcher on this game day tracker anymore?
They no longer have the number of the batter or the pitcher.
My goodness, I was going to say, I can't find it anywhere.
Number 22, Jack Anderson. They took it away. He winds and deals. Josh Wainwright takes a fastball up and away, ball one. They revamped the game day, the game cast for minor league baseball, and maybe there are some good things, but Adam and I have discovered some bad things. 1-0, runs outside, two balls, no strikes.
And we're cool with changes, but mid-season change was a little peculiar as well. It was just kind of out of nowhere.
We like changes for the better, too.
Yeah, and this was three-quarters of the way through the season. Just kind of interesting.
Come on, folks. Josh Wainwright is 2-for-2. The pitch, fastball high, ball three.
The Mariners broadcaster. Hey now, hey now, hey now.
Dave Sims.
There we go.
4-3 Lugnuts. Three ball pitch from Anderson. That's right in there for a called strike across the inside corner. Mr. Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
5.01 is ERA through 35 relief appearances. Only 9 walks compared to 40 strikeouts in 50 1/3 innings. That's it fly. There's walk number 10, outside to right. Now I should mention for Anderson, of those 10 walks, 2 of them are intentional walks. 2 outs with right at first base. Junior Perez steps up there. 4-3 Lansing. One in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third against the starter Smith. And then Smith fired the goose eggs in the fourth and the fifth. Righty, righty. Anderson deals. Outside corner, strike called breaking ball. Perez reached on a single in the first inning, leading off the bottom of the first inning. And a swinging strikeout in the second. In the fourth, he bunted, and then he ran into the bunt for an out. Anderson spins, fires to first, tagged by Jenkins, not in time. Right back in. Josh Wan is 1-for-1 in stolen base attempts this year. Strike one offering. Anderson to Perez. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Dayton on top of Great Lakes in the top of the sixth, 2-1. South Bend and Fort Wayne tied up 5-5 in the top of the seventh. Lake County and Cedar Rapids scoreless going to the fifth. Here, last of the sixth, 2 outs. Lugnuts batting with a 4-3 lead. That's an 0-2. And it breaks low. Harris yesterday clobbered his 12th homer of the year, over 420 feet to center. 1-2. Check swing, low, on appeal to the check. Denied by the bases umpire Rondon. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sun is entirely set. Lights taking full effect. Right at first, held on by Jenkins. Second baseman Gold cheating to his right. Perez grounds it. Left side. Workman, the backhand sliding stop. Throws across. Late. Jenkins came off the back to receive. Infield single for Junior Perez, right up to second.
Well, it's a heck of an effort from Gage Workman for him to even get to that baseball and make a throw over to first base. Junior Perez had to use his wheels to beat that out, does so, and Lansing trying to get a little two-out rally going here.
Fun watching the fourth rounder from Arizona State pick it.
You said it. I mean, Drew Swift, him together, goodness.
He was taken in the fourth round in 2020. The fifth round pick was Colt Keith. He's all right, too. Jacob Wilson now. First pitch. He takes a called strike. Wilson, the number two hitter in the order, wearing number two, with two runners on and two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning, facing number 22, Jack Anderson. Deuces wild. Popped up but foul, out of play to the right side. Strike two.
Every foul ball into the lower bowl is must-see TV. So hope you're not listening to us via stream tonight.
But if you are,
thank you.
Just to try to describe it, the scrum develops.
Crowd gets really loud. Very exciting.
Yes. No balls and two strikes on Wilson. Anderson's pitch. Head on the air, but slicing foul off the right side. Nothing at two. I heard today that there were 900 students at least from different Michigan State fraternities and sororities here in attendance.
Yeah, it definitely seems like that.
The crowd is numbering in the many thousands. 0-2. Wilson fouls it into the netting. The largest crowd that I have ever seen at Jackson Field, back then it was called Cooley Law School Stadium, was a Lansing Lugnuts Michigan State Spartans exhibition game that they paired with a Thirsty Thursday and drew 12,997. Time called it home plate by catcher Alfonso. The ballpark is jumping. At first, Perez. At second, right. Two outs. Lansing lead, trimmed to a run. On deck, Danny Bautista Jr. Jake Anderson throws. And Jacob Wilson grounds it on the right side to his left, picked by Gold. Throws it over to first in time. And that'll do it. Inning over. A walk and a single stranded. No runs for the Lugnuts as we go to the seventh. And Adam Jackson retakes the call. It is Lansing 4, West Michigan 3.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Tight ball game as we're done with six. Into the seventh we go. 4-3, Lansing leads. Mac Lardner against the lefty, Carlos Mendoza. Lefty-lefty matchup. The hold in the pitch. Breaking ball comes inside for strike one to Mendoza. Fielder's choice in the third. And then Jacob Wilson got him with a great catch going out to shallow left in the fifth. The pitch home. That's right down the chute. Strike two. It was a great outing from James Gonzalez. At the end, though, he just couldn't get out of that sixth inning as he tried to work through the order for a third time. But Lardner came in, did give up a couple of runs that were charged to the end of Gonzalez's line, but He preserved the lead. Lansing led 4-0. The pitch, swing and a miss. And down goes Mendoza. That one just fell right off and was outside as well. First strikeout for Mac Lardner. That was a pretty pitch. So just to give you that final line from Gonzalez one more time, he went 5 1/3, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, which were all earned in that 6th inning. 8 strikeouts, though, and 3 walks, one coming in that last frame. Pitch, swing, and a miss, strike one, which that's tough because if you look at his line through 5, he had given up no runs and just 1 hit with 2 walks and 7 strikeouts. It all came down in the 6th. The pitch. That's outside. Breaking ball just misses. Tried that backdoor curve. Lardner set and throws. On the ground towards third, foul. 1-2.
Think about Seth Stevenson on those Tennessee Vols teams that have produced so many interesting, perhaps future stars. Drew Gilbert probably is the lead standout name as we look around the minors. But they were a joy to watch.
They just
powerful.
Came out of nowhere.
Yes.
Really been great the last couple of years. Time called at the plate. Seth Stevenson. 1-for-3 tonight. Couple strikeouts and the base hit. 4-3 Lansing. They're doubling up West Michigan in the hit column 10-5. One error tonight for the Whitecaps. None for the Nuts. Lardner's 1-2. Down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 9 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Final day in the month of August.
Mm-hmm. September here tomorrow. The pitch. That's kicked up and off the netting. And a nice grab. Was that Clark Elliott that caught that off the netting? How about that?
Sure was.
Turned around, and he hasn't lost a step even after being out the last few days. 2-2 pitch. That's cued foul towards the Lugnuts dugout. This one on the ground bounced in there.
Elliott on the injured list, so we haven't had a chance to see his nickname on the back of his jersey or have him announced. It's DJ Ellie. He DJ'd back in college.
That's so cool. Lard Dog is all time. The pitch, bouncing ball foul. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That's Mac Lardner repping the Lard Dog. You can't just go traditional Big Mac. I mean, there's too many there, so he goes Lard Dog.
Gunnar Hoagland on Saturday is going to be Gun Dog.
So good. The pitch, sliced foul past the first base side. And a cue shot that looked like it was going to stay fair. That was a tricky one and a sliding stop by Malone. But in foul territory. Up there at first, that's Malone Dog.
Mill Dog.
Schofield Sam Dog.
There's Brandon.
Bren Dog also would play. 2-2. Popped up. Over to his left. Willie Dog makes the catch with 2 hands. 2 outs. All right, so Brady Allen comes to the plate here. Base on balls in the first, then a strikeout in the third, and a base hit in that 6th inning. The first 3 in the order here had those base hits that helped bring in the 3 runs as all 3, Stevenson, Allen, and Workman scored. 4-3 Nuts, top 7. 2 outs, bases clear. The pitch. Check swing, bouncer, first base side. That stays fair. It's an easy one for Malone behind the bag. Tags it, and that's going to do it for the top of the 7th. Let's stretch it out and head to the bottom half with Lansing in front, 4-3. right, to the bottom of the seventh, 4-3 Lugnuts. And the pitch, that's in there. Strike one to Danny Bautista Jr. They're off and rolling here. Lansing trying to potentially tack on some more after West Michigan scored three straight. Pitch, cued back foul from Jack Anderson's pitch, and it's strike two.
There's some nights, Adam, when I sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame and I get a little bit worried that the crowd doesn't know the words. This crowd knew the words.
Yeah. You didn't even need to sing tonight.
No, I didn't.
Could have just said go.
Take.
0-2. Popped up first base side out to right field. And that is caught by Brady Allen. You know, Harry Carey used to do that.
Yes. Just get it started and let the crowd take over.
He'd go, a one, a two, a three, take, and just microphone out the window.
Yes, yes.
It was outstanding. All right, here's the first pitch to Colby Thomas. Strike one. Hi, Alexis. Our visitor in the booth tonight, Alexis Louth. Shout out. Pitch home. Popped up. Behind home plate, look out. Ooh, up the stairwell and bounce to the concourse where it's taken off a bounce. 0-2. Well, these fans would love a home run. They are ready to erupt. Pitch, swing and a miss. And down goes Colby Thomas, two away. So here comes Brennan Malone. 4-3, Lansing leads in the bottom of the seventh. Base is clear, two away. Ready on ready matchup, the pitch. That's a little bit down low, ball one. Jack Anderson coming in here for Dylan Smith. Kicks and throws. A little bit wide, two balls, no strikes. It's been quite the night for Malone. 2-for-3, RBI single in the first, single in the third. Double play, though, in that last happening, but he's put everything in play. 2-0 pitch. And that's down low. Three balls, no strikes. It's that dynamic duo we've talked about, Jesse. These two and Thomas and Malone that came up together and really provided a spark to the offense have been good again tonight with four hits. Pitch. That's right in there. Strike one.
Getting this game off to a hot start. Right in the middle of the order, the run producers.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. A little bit wide and down low. And Malone is on again for a third time tonight. So, Colby Thomas has reached three times. An error and then a couple of base hits. And then Brennan Malone now three times. So here comes Colby Halter.
The problem is when you look around them, the three-hitter Danny Bautista Jr. in front of Colby Thomas is 0-for-4. Colby Halter is 0-for-3. So you look for the support.
Looking for that pad in the order. The pitch, line drive the other way, and it's a base hit. Right on cue, Mendoza to his left, picks it up, fires it in. And the little two-out rally has begun, first and second. And here comes C.J. Rodriguez, who nearly knocked one out to greet Jack Anderson in the sixth.
There's a little support from Halter, going right with that pitch.
That was a pretty swing, wasn't it? Just took it the opposite way, didn't do too much, and it turns into a line drive single. Hit so hard that Brennan Malone could only get to second. And a quick little visit here from Eliezer Alfonso, the catcher. 4-3 Nuts, bottom seven. That's their 11th hit tonight. This is what we talked about earlier, Jesse. They were able to take advantage of the hits in the first three innings. They've been getting runners on base in the fifth, the sixth, and now here in the seventh, but haven't been able to score. So will we see them go back and take advantage here with two outs?
C.J. Rodriguez has put a couple of good swings on the baseball here tonight.
A Outside of that home run that he nearly hit that we just talked about, he doubled in the second. Good swings indeed. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch. That bounces in front of home plate and then kicks off the leg of C.J. Rodriguez, and Malone gets the third. That's a wild pitch. Rodriguez stood flat-footed, but the ball off the carom hit Alfonso and then bounced off the inner front left leg. A little pinball action. And as Alfonso went to pick it up in front, then it caromed behind him, so he had no chance to get Malone. Somehow, though, Halter, he didn't read it well, and he's still at first base. 1-0 pitch. Check swing, but he came around. 1-1.
I think that's a great read by Malone. Secondary lead. You see where the ball is, and then you're off. You cannot have any hesitation if you want to take third.
And he did. Got there in plenty of time. No throw. 1-1 pitch. Just off the outer edge. 2-1 on C.J. Rodriguez. Does Lansing have some runs here in the seventh? Trying to get it going with two outs. Two home runs this year for CJ. He's knocked in 26. The average has dipped below 200, but a good night tonight. Pitch home. Down low, and a great sprawling stop from Alfonso. And it's 3-1 with TJ Schofield Sam, the eight hitter, waiting on deck. If Rodriguez walks, the bases would be loaded here. Lansing trying to answer the three that West Michigan got in the top of the sixth to get back into this game. Anderson throws. Slider outside. Running on it was Halter, but he can ease up into second on ball four. And they are loaded with lugs in the seventh. Three pitches in. Bautista flied out to right. Three more pitches in. Colby Thomas struck out, but since then, Malone has walked, Halter has singled, Rodriguez has walked, and the man making his walk out to the mound right now is Brian Pena to make a pitching change. Perhaps. They just, it looks like, started warming in the pen, so maybe this is to buy time and then make a late change, or perhaps it's just a conversation to say, hey, you got to bear down here, get this final out.
He's taking the baseball away. Brian Pena was talking to the full infield before turning to Jack Anderson. His comments to all of those Whitecaps infielders before turning to Elvis Alvarado.
Well, this is a big spot in this game, no question about it. Momentum right now is on the side of West Michigan until Lansing can produce some runs. And we'll see if they can here with two outs. Well, we've got a pitching change, so let's just answer the trivia question now in the seventh.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, so in that fourth inning, we asked, on this day in Lugnut's history in 2022, last year, what Lansing Lugnut debut with the Nuts?
Leanne Cook emails in, Jacob Waters.
Winner. Leanne gets it. She always seems to get it. She's pretty smart. Gave the hint, Jesse, he pitched earlier in this series, happened to be yesterday, and he pitched pretty darn well.
He did, finishing up the season strong. When he first joined the Lugnuts last year, he told me earlier this year that he wasn't sure that he felt like he belonged. Well, this year he has shown he more than belongs. I expect to see him in Double-A Midland to start up next year.
And he just keeps getting better and better, and we really are seeing the best stuff we've seen from Jacob Waters. And that's how you hope to do it, is finish the season strong. It's a long, grueling season, but you keep getting better and better. That's what you want to do. As Jesse mentioned, it is Elvis Alvarado. Righty, 6'4", 185 pounds. He's taken in the Rule 5 draft in 2021 by the Tigers out of the Dominican Republic. And he is tasked with trying to get TJ Schofield Sam here. It is a righty-lefty matchup. So they go from right-hander to right-hander to right-hander tonight. Smith to Anderson to Alvarado. And this crowd's going to make some noise to help out Schofield Sam.
There's only two lefties on the whole staff. One we saw Tortosa reliever. Another starter, Carlos Pena.
The pitch home. On the outside corner, strike one. Good pitch. Schofield Sam has put everything in play, but he's flied out twice and lined out. 4-3 nuts, bottom seven, two outs, bases sacked. The sacks are packed with nuts. 0-1. That's on the outside corner, strike two. Two big-time pitches from Alvarado.
He actually, Adam, has been better this year against lefties than righties. Lefties hitting 225, righties hitting 375.
Well, he's up 0-2 here. Good start. Schofield Sam hasn't swung at those pitches, you understand. Next pitch, lifted out to shallow left center field, dunks down, base hit. One run comes in to score. Here comes the second, throw is on time off the hop, and the tag is in time at the plate. So the Lugnuts get one run, but Malone gets nabbed, or Holzer gets nabbed, on the throw from Stevenson. There's some insurance, it's 5-3 as we head to the eighth here at Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Well, the Lugnuts get one, but West Michigan makes sure they don't get two on a great throw from Seth Stevenson, and it's 5-3, Lansing leads. And here we go. First pitch, and that's in there, strike one. Gage Workman, Andrew Jenkins and Luke Gould here facing the lefty. Pitch, hard hit foul, first base side. Mac Lardner back out here. It's been just two pitchers tonight for Lansing. That's because of a great start. Gonzalez going 5 1/3. And now Mac Lardner trying to clean it up here at least to potentially work through the eighth. Lugnuts do have an arm working down in the pen here. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Oh my goodness. That fell right off against Workman, who's been great tonight. Hard hit ball in the first to center, and then two base hits, one with a run scored and an RBI, and he was completely fooled on that change.
It just slowed down on its way to home plate. Hunter Breaux is your reliever who's ready in the pen. That was your lefty-lefty matchup to begin this inning. Now you've got the right-handers coming up, so right-hander ready.
I was just about to say, wonder if he's out there just for the lefty. And if that may do it, and there it is. So great job tonight by Mac Lardner. And the fans gonna give him an ovation as he comes off. Little sluggish.
I see somebody clapping over there. But you and I, we understand what Mac did. Number one, came in with the bases loaded in the sixth inning, kept the Lugnuts in the lead. And then the perfect seventh, the no-drama seventh, getting this out here in the eighth. In the end, when you add it all together, setting down the final six batters that he faced after the first batter, Alfonso greeted him with the single.
Now it's Hunter Bro that comes up here. And Hunter Brada Bro?
That's right.
Brada Bro. That's B-R-A-D-D-A. Bro. Right-handed, 6'3", 225-pound, 24-year-old from Hawaii, the 20th rounder in 2021. You see Bro there, spelled B-R-E-A-U-L-T. Just a different way to say Bro.
Interviewed earlier today on the field by Christiana.
That's right, Bro. 4-3, Lansing leading top eight.
Hunter Bro, this reminds me a little bit of what we saw from Lawrence Butler last year in terms of there was the injury, player placed on the IL, but the season is long enough that, like Butler last year, rehabbed and made his way to Lansing before the year came to an end. Bro was able to return to the Lugnuts before this season came to an end.
First batter, he faces Andrew Jenkins. The pitch. Down low, ball one.
Adam, Brady Basso, remember? Fired five scoreless innings his last time on the mound for AA Midland. He did the same thing again today. Five scoreless two-hit innings. Six strikeouts.
That pitch is fouled off.
So fun to watch the Lugnuts move up and excel. And Brady has been exemplary when it comes to that, pitching better in AA than he did here in high A.
Just a great, great story from him to come back and be as successful as he has this year. The pitch, hard hit, through the middle, base hit. And Bro gives up his first base hit. On the first batter faced, Andrew Jenkins on for the first time tonight.
I bring that up with Basso because starting battery in Midland, Daniel Susak is AA debut tonight.
A lot of Lugnuts up there in AA that have succeeded.
Huh. You said it.
I mean, they basically are the Lansing Lugnuts of 2023 now. In the last few months, really at it. The pitch, down low. Ball one to Luke Gold.
That's the splitter.
One out here in the eighth. It's 4-3 Lansing lead. So tight times here after they led 4-0. It's Michigan looking for another late win tonight. 1-0. Line drive out to right center field. That finds the gap and is down. It's cut off, though, by Perez to his left on a bobble, but he still gets it in. There was no chance that Jenkins was going to try and test that arm and run into the second out of this inning.
When we saw Bro earlier this year, remember batters were sitting on the fastball and he had to get them off of it by utilizing his slider and change, by the way, being the split effectively. Right there, that was Luke Gold taking the splitter and then lining the fastball.
We'll see how he attacks Alfonso here, but yes, want to mix those pitches. Ready on the switch hitting lefty. First pitch at the knees, strike one. All three runs for the Whitecaps came in that sixth inning. Lansing has shut them out in the other five innings. We play on here in the eighth. Pitch, that's outside. I should say the other six. 12 hits for Lansing, 7 now for West Michigan as they're starting to catch up. It was at one point 7-0 where they started to go off in that sixth inning with three of their hits. Four of their hits, rather. Pitch home. Slap foul. Third base side. Strike two.
I want you to look at the way that Alfonso holds his bat. He, like the Lugnuts Colby Halter, chokes up as much as he can.
And you can spot it real uniquely because he's got bright pink batting gloves on along with a bright pink sleeve on that front right arm.
Feet are wide apart.
1-2. Bouncing ball. High hopped over towards first. Right down the line and just foul. It hopped, it looked fair in front of the base, but then went to the right of the bag. Would have been an easy out as Malone had it and stepped on the base, but instead stays one ball, two strikes.
An easy out that would have moved those runners to second and third.
Yeah, and this plays like a sacrifice there, puts them in position. Then it would have taken a two-out single to potentially give West Michigan the lead, just as they delivered with a two-run single last night in the ninth, a three-run ninth that got them a 5-3 win after they won 5-2 the night before. Rowe turns around and runs back Jenkins to second. Still looking for his first out since coming in. One-two pitch. Sliced foul again. It battles here. West Michigan getting a lot of bats on balls here. Not a lot of swings and misses from Bro.
That's Alfonso's game. Hardest man to strike out in this lineup.
You can understand why he is put in the four spot last night. Pitch way up high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. They drop him down to the sixth spot. After last night, he had a couple of walks, reached on a fielder's choice with a RBI. Tonight, another RBI, one for three. 4-3 nuts, top eight. Throws 2-2. Outside, three balls, two strikes. And the battle rages on. Despite what the hometown fans think, it was outside. Three-two pitch. Whacked out to left field. Misread. Bautista Jr. came in, goes back, still makes the catch in front of the track. And there is the second out. That was very unique. I'm not sure Bautista saw it right off the crack of the bat because he initially came in and then realized it was going to go over his head. But all in that motion, he was able to get back and still plenty of time to make the catch and throw the ball in. Great job adjusting out there. So first out collected by Bro, and now he's an out away from keeping this lead in the eighth, which is, again, what Lansing did last night by a run until they gave up the three runs in the ninth. In conversation as C.J. Rodriguez is out there having a moment with Bro. Nobody warming in the pen, so just a discussion here, perhaps on how to attack Isaac Pacheco.
I think that's exactly it.
Yep.
And they've seen Pacheco a lot over the course of last year and this year.
Well, we'll see if that quick advice there pays off from Rodriguez and if Bro can execute here to work around him. First and second, two outs, 4-3 nuts, top eight, the pitch. Lefty cues it foul, strike one.
It's a well-located fastball. Kept it down.
And outside, too, right on the black of the outside part of the plate. Impressive that Pacheco got a piece. Number 23 with the baseball in hand from the stretch. Ready is set. Kicks and throws. Outside corner, another beauty. That little changeup there. Spotted it. 0-2. So he goes fastball outside. He goes changeup outside. And Pacheco will take a walk outside the box. Think about this as he calls his time for a moment. A big spot in this game as Lansing looks to take at least a one-run lead into the ninth. We'll try for some additions in the bottom of this eighth inning. Bro set from the stretch. Lefty Pacheco, bat waggling, waiting. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He kept it outside and got him. Three straight on the outer edge of the zone. And Hunter Bro, after giving up two singles, works out of the jam. We're off to the bottom of the eighth. 4-3 nuts at Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Lansing leading 4-3, 5-3 rather, as we bring you back to the bottom of the eighth inning. And they will look to tack on potentially some more here with Joshuan Wright, Junior Perez, and Jacob Wilson. Elvis Alvarado steps in, and his first pitch down low, and that pops up from Eliezer Alfonso. Scoots out of play, so a new baseball. Josh Wright, one of the three batters that didn't come up in that lengthy seventh that produced a run. Lansing then got thrown out at the plate. It was Colby Halter that got gunned down. Otherwise, it could be 6-3. One-oh pitch. On the outside corner, strike one. Talk about having a productive night, turning the lineup card over. Joshuan Wright fits the bill. 3-for-3 getting on base. Double, single, walk. The pitch. Broken bat and fouled first base side. Just a piece on the handle there. And he's going to go get some new lumber.
When they say that a batter got a piece of the pitch.
Yeah.
That pitch got a piece of Joshuan's bat.
Correct. And the home plate umpire, Charles Welling, picking up that piece to give to Ethan, the bat boy, to dispose.
Just have to make sure you don't get any splinters.
And Ethan looked like he was trying to piece that bat back together. But yes, no splinters.
Gorilla glue.
1-2. That's up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The only thing that splinters are good in is, you know, they're splintering a woodshed.
Yes.
I'm here all night, folks. Joshuan Wright, unfortunately, swings and misses. Strike three.
Adam Jaxa has taken a flamethrower to the fans who are against the college will be playing football that Adam will be calling their game for tomorrow. Did I describe that obtusely enough?
You did. Been a lot of chatter here in East Lansing that I've put up with over the last couple of months, and I've been nice. Here's Junior Perez, pitch home. Popped up right field. In comes Allen, still coming in, and he makes the catch. And there's two away.
You were a very patient person.
Try to be. Jacob Wilson coming to the plate with two outs. 5-3 nuts, bottom eight. Lansing with a run in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and one in the seventh. Alvarado's pitch home. Outside, ball one. Who you got tomorrow night? You haven't given me a score. And don't just please me. Tell me what you think.
I'll go Michigan State 30-13.
Okay. 1-0 pitch. Ooh, that comes in. Wilson gets out of the way. You're telling me my chips aren't even going to cover?
Quite frankly, from what you tell me, the defense is the strength for CMU. And we figure for both teams, the offenses will be behind the defenses entering week one. So I expect a low-scoring game.
2-0. That's fouled third base side.
Right. Before we get into even the winner or the loser, do you think that game is going to be played in the teens, or do you think it's going to be up and down the field?
I think high 20s.
Yeah.
But you're telling me my chips aren't going to cover? The pitch? Ooh, that comes in and it gets Jacob. And Jacob's down and he is trying to shake that one off. That got him where there's just no padding. It looked like right in the hip. Right in that abdomen, hip, rib area. And that does not feel good, especially, as we've mentioned, on a chillier night in the 60s. Yeah, it's right up there by that rib cage. It looked a little bit above the hip. We just watched it. Jesse's got to pull up here on the laptop. And Eric Fast is out there quickly to take a peek. Jacob is fighting it off and staying in this game, at least for now, as they attend to him and just keep an eye on him here. Craig Conklin is out there as well. They don't want to mess around. Uh-oh. We've got cups that just went flying into the field of play. That's not what you want. And Ethan, the bat boy, is picking up a few of those. And you can't have that. Come to the ballpark, have a good time, enjoy it, be loud, but don't throw things onto the field. That's not going to fly. Even those cups just did.
Adam, I think left hip.
Yep. No padding there. That does not feel good. And that's a pitch coming in with velocity as well. Okay, here comes Danny Bautista, 5-3 nuts, bottom eight, two outs. Runner at first, Wilson does stay in. The pitch, swing and a miss, in on the hands. Hit hard out to left field. Mendoza's going back. He'll have room in front of the track. Gliding to his left makes the catch. And that is going to do it.
So 29-28, what do you think?
What's that?
29-28?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
I was going to say, despite what Jesse thinks, we'll stay fired up here in the booth. And the Sparty Party, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler, will take you the rest of the way when we return.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Stressler.
Yesterday, it was West Michigan rallying for a 5-3 victory. Today, the Lugnuts who bring the 5-3 lead out of the ninth inning from Lansing, Michigan. Adam Jaxa by my side. I am Jesse Goldberg-Stressler. And as we open up the top of the ninth, the Lugnuts right-hander Hunter Brough takes on Crouch, Mendoza, and Stevenson. And this is 8-9-1 in the order. First up, the DH, Josh Crouch. Right-hander against right-hander. The pitch from Brough. Swing and a miss, strike one. In the top of the eighth inning, Brough relieved Mac Lardner with one out and nobody on. And he was greeted by singles by Andrew Jenkins and Luke Gold. But he retired Alfonso and Pacheco on a line out and a strikeout to end it. He offers high pop-up, left side. Third baseman Schofield Salmon to foul ground near the coach's box. Makes the catch. Out number one. Major league foul out. Carlos Mendoza comes up. Just in case. In the Lansing pen, the lefty John Beller is warming. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. 5-3 Lugnuts. The Whitecaps left fielder takes ball one outside. Mendoza's 0 for 3 with a fielder's choice pop out and a strikeout his last time. James Gonzalez started, went 5 1/3 innings, then handed it to the pen. Rowe throws. Fly foul to the left, strike one. A mid-90s fastball from the Oregon Duck. Gonzalez departed after 3 consecutive singles in the top of the 6th. He struck out Andrew Jenkins, but then he walked Luke Gold. So he left the bases loaded. Time called right before his 3rd offering could be made to Mendoza. When Gonzalez left the game, Mac Lardner came in, allowed an RBI single to Eliezer Alfonso and an RBI fielder's choice to Isaac Pacheco. And what was once a 4-0 Lugnut lead was down to 4-3. But Lardner and Bro have done some work from there. Bro's 1-1 on its way. Mendoza lines it down the left field line. That's a fair ball and a base hit into the corner. Danny Bautista Jr. collects in a hurry, gets it in, and he holds Mendoza to a single. Fine work deep in the left field corner by Bautista Jr. Usually when a ball gets hit into the corner, especially for a batter with speed, that's 2 bases at the least. And these corners at Jackson Field and Lansing are tricky. If that ball gets away, that could be 3 bases. As it is, a 1-out single. Top of the order in Seth Stevenson. He was batted in the 9th inning each of the first 2 games of the series, triple then double. Righty to righty, shows butt, pulls back, back pick first base tag late. Rodriguez firing in behind the runner. The Lugnuts are 2 outs away from a 5-3 win. And John Beller continues to warm in the Lugnuts pen. Bro throws, buried it, picked up well by C.J. Rodriguez. Tomorrow night, the Lansing Locos will be in action for the final time. A Copa game, Copa de la Diversión, the Fun Cup. Luis Morales makes his Lugnuts debut against the Whitecaps' Troy Melton. A break-even 1-1. Stevenson swings and chops it foul, rolling up the third base side. Strike 2.
Last chance to see those bright marigold and turquoise unis.
Yes, sir.
Those are classics. The last few years since they added the Fun Cup.
And getting to see the number 7 prospect in the Oakland A's system, Luis Morales, the number 2 pitching prospect, Midwest League debut. Pickoff though over, tag late, Mendoza back in. Morales signed out of Cuba for $3 million. That was in January, and jumping up the ladder.
High expectations for him because they need some pitching depth in this organization. They're working on that. He's part of that puzzle.
Seth Stevenson grounds it foul off his foot. By the way, remember how Jacob Wilson was hit by a pitch on the hip in the bottom half of the 8th inning? A. Rebiel Anales is in for Wilson to play shortstop. Wilson pulled due to precautionary reasons. Ball got away in the Lansing pen. I'll get that ball out of trouble before this next 1-2 pitch can be made to Stevenson. Speaking of increasing pitching depth and looking for the pitching prospect, if you didn't hear, Brady Basso up in AA Midland, 5-2 hits, scoreless inning, struck out 6. Rockhounds are winning 6-0 over Amarillo. Caden Trinkle is homered. The pitch, up and inside, gets away from the catcher Rodriguez, foul ball. Someone needs to let Carlos Mendoza know. He jetted around to second base.
He's just warming up for game 2 tonight.
Yeah, bases umpire Clyburn Rondon waving his arms. Brian Pena, the third base coach and manager, is saying, how is that a foul ball? That was not a foul ball. They're saying that should be a live ball that went to the backstop. They're checking in.
I think he wants a check potentially from Clyburn in the field, maybe to see if he can get some help. And Charles Welling saying, uh-uh.
Certainly took Seth Stevenson by surprise. Took a weird ricochet on CJ. The pitch. Stevenson lines it up the middle. Beyond Colby Halter, it's a base hit to center. Mendoza's up to second base. Perez walking forward, delivers it in. Single for Stevenson, who is 2 for 5 today. And the tying runs are on for the Whitecaps with one out.
Well, I think you got to consider going to get him here. It's the top of the order again. You don't want deja vu from what happened last night. It is righty-righty, so maybe you give him one more before Gage Workman comes in with a two-run advantage.
First, the pitching coach, Don Schulze. So this lets you think that they're going to have Bro face Brady Allen. And we'll see what will happen after that.
That'd be my guess. He gets an out. You go to maybe let him stay in, or you go lefty-lefty matchup. It could be one of those, regardless of what happens, they might want to make that change with Workman coming up, and it's John Beller that's warming in the pen.
Brady Allen has hit 14 homers for the Whitecaps this year. 17 homers when you combine West Michigan and Beloit. He was traded from the Marlins to the Tigers. Today he's 1-for-3 with a walk, a single, and a run scored. The only Whitecaps runs, a three-run rally in the top of the sixth. They are trailing 5-3 in the ninth. Double play ball would end the game. Tying runs on, the person of Mendoza at second, Stevenson at first base. The Whitecaps last week had Peoria rally 4 times in 6 games to beat them late. They have won the first 2 games of this series against the Lugnuts. Ready, righty, righty, bro, to Brady Allen. Low, ball one. Bro, the big man, 6'3", 225 pounds, deals. There's a called strike as he went slider. Allen originally drafted in the 5th round 2 years ago out of South Carolina. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike across the inside corner. So Brady Allen, college teammates with the Lugnuts first baseman Brennan Malone. Time granted to the batter.
Well, the Lugnuts have had so many double plays this year. Feels odd that we haven't seen them turn one. This would be a spot where they'd love to do it. Want to make sure they don't let one get away like it happened last night in the ninth inning.
Bro sets high, kicks, offers, swing and a miss, strike three. Going secondary stuff to strike out Allen, and the block by C.J. Rodriguez at home finished off with a tag to Allen. 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Craig Conklin is out of the dugout, and we will see that lefty-lefty matchup of John Beller against Gage Workman.
There you go, and maybe that was the message from Schulze. Hey, this is your last batter. Make it count. Bro, give him a ton of credit. Give up a couple of base hits after getting that first out. He gets that second strikeout and now gives way to Beller to try and get the final out of the ball game. Great job by Hunter, who worked out a couple jams here in this in the last couple of innings, as long as Beller can finish it off here.
Hunter Bro recorded the final 2 outs of the eighth. He records the first 2 outs of the ninth. 2 strikeouts in his 1 1/3 innings. 4 hits allowed. 2 in the 8th inning, they were stranded, allowing singles here on the ninth to Mendoza and Stevenson. And it's going to be up to the USC Trojan, John Beller, to strand them here. Lugnuts 5, Whitecaps 3. Lugnuts runs came early. And the first inning, the RBI single by Brendan Malone, knocking home Jacob Wilson. And Lansing was up in front of West Michigan 1-0. Then in the second inning, the three doubles, not consecutive, they were alternating. Double out, double out, double out, etc. But C.J. Rodriguez doubled home by Joshuan Wright. Jacob Wilson then doubled in right. And the Lugnuts led 3-0. Then in the third inning, the RBI ground out by Colby Halter scored the other Colby Thomas. And it was 4-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Whitecaps scored 3 in the top of the sixth. Lugnuts gained insurance in the bottom of the seventh on the T.J. Schofield-Sam RBI single. Now here we are in the ninth. These Lugnuts games have been long, relatively, against West Michigan. These have been grueling. 2 hours and 45 minutes in the opener. 2 hours and 41 minutes yesterday. And right now, we are at 2 hours and 44 minutes as John Beller takes over in the top of the ninth.
They felt like some of the Great Lake Loon Lansing Lugnut battles of old, like pre-pitch clock.
Batters not giving in.
And that's what you get with the best offenses in the league. It had been the Loons for years in West Michigan now.
John Beller's nickname is Gabe. There's got to be a good story behind that.
That's outstanding.
So here we go. Gage Workman takes a called strike from Beller. Fastball.
Is it going to be the B or the G? Who wins this battle?
Well, the OG is Mitch Myers. Mm-hmm. He throws on Sunday. Great speed for the Whitecaps on the bases. Mendoza at second, Stevenson at first. Down to their final out. The pitch. Check swing. Goes outside. Ball one. Beller is inordinately proud of his ability to spin a baseball. Has a slider, has a curve. Generally, it's the slider is the out pitch. Has 1-1. Not caught cleanly by Rodriguez, but he did keep it right with him at home plate. Ball two. If that ball had escaped him, you would have the tying runs in scoring position for the Whitecaps. Yesterday was Gage Workman who tied the game with an RBI single in the ninth, knocking in Seth Stevenson. Today, Workman 2-for-4, two singles, one RBI. Hitters got 2-1. Fouled off into the netting. And now the Whitecaps are down to their very last strike. Just in case we go to the bottom of the ninth, there is action in the West Michigan pen. 5-3 Lugnuts, top of the ninth. Two runners on for the Whitecaps. Two balls, two strikes. Time granted to Workman. Adam, that time-worn Arizona State Southern Cal battle.
It's a good one, and a big spot, obviously.
Beller's 2-2. On its way. Breaking ball fouled off at home. Andrew Jenkins waits in the wings, hoping for a chance. Yesterday, that was the combination. Lugnuts were up 3-2. Workman tied it with a single. And then Jenkins untied it with a single. Whitecaps won 5-3. Well, tonight, it's the Lugnuts up 5-3. Beller deals. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Beller strikes out Workman. The Lugnuts prevail. Final score. Lugnuts 5, Whitecaps 3. Lugnuts win their first of this series.
It's a big-time victory for the Nuts. You had a couple of tough losses the last two nights. Last one got away in the ninth. And tonight, two guys on in the ninth and back-to-back strikeouts. Nice victory in support of a huge crowd tonight, helping the Lugnuts get that first one in this series.
One third of an inning for John Beller for the save, his fourth. The Lugnuts improve in the second half to 26-31, 57-65 for the year as a whole. On the other side, the Whitecaps fall to 32-24, 64-57 for the season. Game completed in 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of a crowd of 7,119 at Jackson Field.
Yeah, that'll play. And they were loud tonight, and they certainly made a difference and were part of the driving force. Al Lansing turned the screws, and they pick up a 5-3 win of their own.
Multi-hit games for the Lugnuts for Junior Perez, Colby Thomas, Brendan Malone, and Josh Wainwright. On the other side, two-hit games for Seth Stevenson and Gage Workman. But the Whitecaps struck out 13 times against four Lugnuts pitchers. Began with James Gonzalez with his 8 strikeouts, and then the bullpen, Lardner, Bro, and Beller took it from there. Now, Adam, if the Lugnuts win tomorrow, they'll have split the first four games of this series.
And they need to. Again, if they have playoff aspirations, which they do, they're trying to chase, you really don't have any room for error, and you gotta win this series. So it starts with one. They get it tonight. Try and get two tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Fort Wayne has won, by the way. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps over the South Bend Cubs. The final score, 8-5. The Tin Caps are back within 1.5 games of the White Caps. Meanwhile, the Lake County Captains are getting wailed on by Cedar Rapids, 8-1, top of the seventh. Dayton, in the bottom of the ninth, leads at Great Lakes, 2-1. Dragons win. They'll be within 3.5 games. And we have 3 more games to go in this series. 3 more home games remaining in the Lugnuts 2023. So go online to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. Adam, final thoughts.
Yeah, just a nice win tonight by Lansing. Needed it, pitched it well. Another great start, the third one in this series, and the bats came early, and they were able to hold on here and win this one by a couple. And now you go into the weekend again, trying to duplicate what happened tonight. And we will see how they look tomorrow as the Lansing Locos.
Yes, we will. Well, Adam, have a great call tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. You have a great call yourself.
You nervous at all? Your heart palpitating?
No, sir. I'm sure we'll be tomorrow, but nervous energy. Going to be fun.
Our job here in Lansing is to relax, Adam. and then the calm before the football season opens. As far as the baseball season goes, the Lugnuts 5, the Whitecaps 3. Tomorrow night, Luis Morales in his Lugnuts debut. Lansing Locos in action, LansingLugnuts.com. Once again, your final score, Lugnuts over the Whitecaps 5-3. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's wishing you well. Have a terrific rest of your Thursday night, and go Nuts from Michigan State Capitol.